It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I take vitamins and that's it. I don't shit. I'm just washing my hands because I have vitamins on me. Goodbye.
Matt.
Why don't you just shake like a leaf and get out of here?
Steve.
If the dude is going to fucking fuck me in the ass, it's not going to be 75, right?
And Dawn.
Tell it like it's like the communist. Tell it like communism. Slowly and softly.
What?
Oh, that's how it got out, baby.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Hey, where are the white women at?
Not even supposed to be here today.
Heineken? Fuck that shit! Half blue ribbon!
Dingle dongle, dingle dongle, someone's calling you. Kool-Aid.
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kike!
We just cuddle together, that's all. That's all we do. Cuddle and kiss.
Inconceivable!
You're getting the hang of it. Good job.
Wow.
You're getting the hang of it.
You're getting the gangbang of it.
It smells like corn on the cob.
Yep, because people farted.
Wow. People are farting.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. Mm-hmm. We are live on cringehumor.com.
Okay.
I am Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Oh, you want the garlic bowl?
We got to Steve number one.
Yeah.
We got to Steve number two.
Yo.
And we got Horn, Lorne, and Curly. Oops, where's Vaughn?
Guess who's not here?
Oh.
You're getting laid.
Really?
Vaughn is out hanging out with Yoko Ono, as we've done.
Nice.
Whoa.
Nice.
Oh, God. Please don't let them do the naked picture thing.
No.
You'll
what
be
album
able to see
that?
Anything on Vaughn. It'd be like Peter Griffin when he gets naked. Just a big gut. Legs coming out of it.
Oh, he's hiding a fucking pink pearl between his legs.
Oh, no. And he has a tongue hanging out of his belly button.
What? I don't know.
That was just a leftover strip of bacon. Oh.
Basically, gross.
So
yeah, Vaughn's gone.
I was actually going to take it easy on him today, for real.
Yeah,
this time.
It's funny that he's not here. That's no, very ironic.
I was looking forward to seeing him. I was going to honestly take it easy on him tonight, and now he's not here. So.
I was actually going to cancel the show today.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
I just didn't feel like doing it.
Okay.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen, the brains behind the operation. I don't feel like doing it.
Well, you know, almost 9 months, one day off. Eh.
Mm. It's understandable.
It's cool.
But,
it's a pregnancy.
I know. We could have had a baby, but instead we do this.
Should have aborted this fucking thing months ago.
Wow.
Whoops.
What are you going to do?
I love it.
Okay,
flush
Vaughn.
It down a toilet.
Seriously. So we are here. Hopefully today will be better than Thursday.
Yeah.
Why Thursday flopped?
I don't want to say that it flopped.
I thought Chris was very enjoyable.
No. Chris was excellent. Christine brought a lot to the show.
Literally.
It was someone that's a part of this gang that I was concerned about.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, Vaughn.
Oh.
When he left.
Hey, don't beat around the bush.
He left halfway through the show. And when he left and we came back from break and he wasn't here, it was almost like we had all just witnessed a violent rape, but we didn't want to bring it up or discuss it. So everyone's just kind of real awkward and like trying to move on with their lives.
Yeah.
It was like post 9/11.
Wait, this is after he left.
I'm going to bring it out
there. This is after he
left. Wait. We were trying to get on with our lives, but it was just impossible. Because Vaughn just he just buried the show last week.
He did.
I'm unclear on this 9/11 reference. What's that about?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what happened there?
I don't know.
What's that mean?
Something.
Okay.
Remember what?
The Alamo.
Yeah. But
can we see the basement of 9/11?
And I got to apologize to Chris Johnston again.
Yeah. What?
Are you doing Pee Wee Herman references?
I said, like, can we see the basement at 9/11?
Can we see the scattered limbs at 9/11?
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Can we see the decaying bones?
Oh, God.
Can we see the fossilizing bones?
Can we see the nothing because it's all gone?
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Can we see the bodies on the
Deutsche
Bank?
Hey, still claiming lives, man. Those firefighters that died, a couple more got injured at the Deutsche Bank. I guess Hitler had something to do with that one.
Probably.
Wow. He did.
The Deutsche Bank building.
Pay the Jews.
Yeah. Ooh. How about that Alvin and the Chipmunks movie, huh?
Wow.
Pretty fucking gay.
I'm glad I haven't heard about it.
Listen to this. This is somewhat relevant. A friend of mine from work, we were at somebody's house partying, and he brought this dude along, this black guy, and he was going to try out for American Idol yesterday in Philadelphia or whatever. And he was relating, you know, some of the stories about people that go there, and like, number one, how many people just show up is like ridiculous, the number of people that audition. Mm-hmm. And he said there was a guy there doing the Alvin gimmick, wearing a long red shirt with an A on it.
Yep, not surprising.
That guy should die.
Is this real? Is a real Chipmunks movie coming out?
Yes, yeah. It's like CGI. Like every movie, basically.
Mm-hmm. And, I believe like, there's no actors anymore.
Well, Jason Lee is Dave.
Dave Seville.
Yeah, but it's a
they
human.
They should have got Scott Baio to do that.
You're right. He looks a lot more like him. How about now he's a little bit gray.
Yeah, maybe.
He could dye his
what about
hair.
Bob Saget?
Yeah. Actually, that wouldn't be bad.
Actually, maybe I'd get Eric Bischoff.
Cool, because it has to be wrestling.
You know the voices Stan's of like Alvin, Simon, and Theodore are going to be like Sean William Scott, Seth Green, and Will Ferrell. You know it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
We actually saw the trailer for it.
Yeah.
And I got to say that I laughed so hard.
At that 5-second scene.
Yes. I laughed so hard.
I haven't seen
hard.
It. It was kind of cute.
It was cute. Any trailer where a chipmunk eats shit. I'm a fan of.
No, that's true.
Alvin basically in the trailer, we're not going to play it for you, but you know, if you can look it up, it's on Apple Trailers and all that. Alvin basically eats Theodore's shit. Not basically, he does.
he gobbles it up.
He tells Dave it's a raisin.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, because he basically said, Theodore, is that what I think it is? And Alvin sticks up for him and says, no, Dave, it's a raisin. And he goes, prove it. So he throws it up in the air, catches it with his mouth, and goes, mm-mm. And then he leaves, and he spits it out.
Yikes.
Ew. He ate Theodore's shit.
Theodore's pretty fat, too. That's gross.
He always was.
Yeah, he is. And he's the fat one.
The mm-hmm. funniest thing is the reactions, though. They did it so well.
Simon and Theodore are just, like, horrified that Alvin's eating shit.
Now
Alvin's got a fucking poo fetish. That's all I'm saying. And it's not healthy.
Now I haven't seen this. Now is this something where they have these people animated in but the background's real?
It's like Scooby Doo, the Scooby Doo movie where Scooby Doo was all computer
and everybody
and
else
everything
is
else is real. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right,
but
that actually
looks,
might be
I mean,
interesting.
It's
that might
cute.
Be interesting.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's cute.
I might go check
it
that out.
Hysterical.
IncurablePooFetish.com.
I mean, the chipmunks were awesome.
I was
a fan.
It's going kind of far. They were pretty cool.
I loved them.
Remember the singing lunch ladies? Was that one? Oh no, they were on the ferry. Right? Those, like, fat... I can't believe I'm bringing this up.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, uh-huh. We're going to move on.
So anyway, Food Fighters.
I forgot to look them up. I, really
I know.
To,
I want that hot dog back.
Oh, I want the pancakes.
Okay. What?
It's Alvin, Simon, and Theodore, but what were the girl chipmunks? Is
anyone... Oh, I don't fuck it. It was like Alvetta or something.
Brittany.
Yeah.
Brittany, yes.
Brittany, Christina, and Lindsay, I think.
They're such whore names. They're such whore names.
Brittany, Lorne, and Carly, dude.
It's fucking wow. Tina.
Wow.
I can't remember.
They give them such whore names.
Yep.
Brittany. Yeah.
Derek's girlfriend. That's Brittany. Nice. That's nice job, you fat ass.
Brittany,
it
Christina,
wasn't really
and
Carly.
Well, I know that, but that was in reference to what I just said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, anyway, Alvin the Chipmunk CGI movie is really grasping at straws, in my opinion. No matter how cool it is,
or
it's
nuts.
I
wouldn't call it cool.
Nuts.
I would say cute.
All right, no matter how cool it might be, in the theoretical.
Okay.
No matter how cool it might possibly, maybe some slim chance.
Okay.
It's really grasping
at straws. It's still way better than hours of Undertaker footage.
It might be. It could very well be.
Dead
but I would
walking.
Rather see a Heathcliff movie than Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Heathcliff
movie.
Is cool too.
Yeah.
How about Eek the Cat?
Oh, you're good.
How about Power Rangers? Oh, they did that.
Whoops. They did that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about Voltron?
Well, I don't think Matt is the target audience either.
What do you mean?
Oh, shit.
It's more for kids.
I know that.
It's probably going to be cutesy and stupid, mm-hmm. and that's the kids are going to love it.
It's going to live up to Transformers.
And Carly.
I'll probably like it.
And I'm going to love it too.
Yeah, I'll like it.
I love it already just because of the stupid trailer.
Yeah, I like Chicken Run. I mean, that was pretty funny.
True.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but that was Aardman, right?
Were you born a man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Did Aardman do Chicken Run?
Who?
I think he did.
The guy who did Wallace and Gromit?
I'm pretty sure because the way
so.
They looked, they had the,
yeah.
the
yeah. same claymation thing.
Yeah, I got like a vague picture in my head.
What was that,
yeah.
Phallus and Vomit?
Oh, my God.
Phallus and Vomit.
What was that? What did you
my two favorite things. How are we doing on our project, by the way, Matt? Speaking of.
You know what? I haven't done anything.
What is
now? Three shows I've gone through. 27 yeah. instances.
Wow.
Something like that.
What,
send it over to me, and I'll start cutting stuff.
Tearing pure fabric.
What you got so far?
Time index. That's all I have.
No, that's fine. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Send it over. I am it to me, whatever.
What is this? I'm out of the loop.
No, it's just something me and Matt are working on.
A little side project.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for including us.
Well, not that you could be involved in it in any way.
Oh, because I don't have internet.
Yeah, because neither of you have computers. Yeah.
Steve will in a couple weeks when I get my new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can get all Matt's leftover work.
Cell phone with picture and video capability.
Wow.
And his fucking computer. 21st century, here I am.
I love the word capability.
Yeah.
Speaking of cell phones, I'm paying $120 a month for my fucking cell phone.
That's a lot.
You know a lot? No. And every time I get the bill, I'm like, what the fuck? And I want to cancel it.
It's the same
do
thing
something.
As it was last time.
I know.
I don't know.
How is it happening?
Within a week, I'm just like, eh. And then 3 weeks later, I'm like, what the fuck?
That's a lot, man.
That is
how
a
can
lot
it be that much?
Money.
He goes online.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know what?
You do.
Like,
why,
I do.
No,
I do, but even, like, for a month, like, I didn't, and it was still $120.
Wow. You gotta change your plan up.
I do. And I looked at my plan, it's like $40 a month. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I go online, and you can, like, add or change stuff.
Yeah.
And I can't take anything off.
Because of your fucking phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they said, because I have a certain phone.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have these certain things, or I don't know.
Yeah, if they take away certain aspects of your plan, they got to take the phone away too.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Derek has the same phone plan as me, and I'm never happy with the service.
Hmm.
Like we have the same like provider, and I
do. You
hate
talk
it.
More than he does, probably.
Well, no, I don't have to pay a lot. I just hate every customer. Like, customer service is just ridiculous,
yeah.
And like you can't get anything done. Like if you want to fix that problem, it'll probably be like a month before something gets done about it.
So they want to get one more month out of you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've had no problems. I have the same provider.
Really?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty happy with Verizon.
Well, their service is good. Their service is good. Their customer service blows.
That might be. I don't really talk to them much.
They could well be.
They suck. They absolutely suck.
I still have AT&T Singular.
Even if you go in person into a store, it still sucks.
Yeah.
So basically that faggot.
They do suck, yeah.
That faggot right. with the Verizon, gray Verizon jacket and glasses, you pretty much want to kick in the face.
I do.
Nice.
I got a new phone. I hated it. So I got an old phone reactivated. And basically I was like, there was a promotion for VCast, but I don't have a VCast capable.
Steve Cast?
Broadcast.
It's Steve Cast capable.
Huge cast.
But I can't use it. So just please take it off. You know, I don't want to be charged for it at the end of like the promotional period. Just take it off now. She's like, okay, I took care of it. And then, of course, I'm still paying for it.
Yeah.
And I had to call, and they're like, "How? What? You need this. You mm-hmm. need this service." I was like, no, I don't.
That sounds like
I don't and I can't.
Account care on a credit card that I had. And I asked them, take this off. I don't want it. I never asked for it. 3 months later, still got it. How come I've spent like an extra $9 in the last 3 months
what?
On this account care shit that I'm never going to use? Oh, well, you know, you really need that. He's like, have you noticed how often I use my credit cards? No, I guess you're not paying attention to that. I don't need this account care. Take it off. Another month goes by. It's still on there. Still on there.
I only pay like $60 a month for my phone. I'm like, every time I go to pay it, I'm like, fucking bloodsucker. So now hearing Derek, I'm like, ooh, that's
yeah,
not bad.
Double. for basically nothing. I mean, really.
I pay about uh-huh. $120, but that's for two phones. That's two lines.
Yeah, so I could get like three phones for $120 if I play my cards right. If I let the Jew in me come out.
Nice. Oh, well, where's he been?
And speaking of customer service, there's been several times where like I've changed my credit card number for my bank account because I've lost a card or
right.
Like, you know, if I do stuff online sometimes, I'll change the number just in case, whatever. And I always forget to change everything over. So, and XM is like my worst fucking, like, I just never pay them because I'm always changing my credit card number and I never tell them. And they don't let me know until like 3 months later. And then they turn my XM off. So I'm just like in the car. I'm like, huh. So I call her up. And I get, like, fucking Miss Cleo on the phone.
Nice.
How can I help ya? I thought she was Irish at first. But she had, like, the Miss Cleo. Like, I was, like, literally just like, hey. And they sell you. They try to sell so much fucking shit to you.
Yep.
Yeah.
She tried to, she seriously pawned off, like, tried to get me to pay for, like, three different more XM units. I'm like, I have a unit in my car. That's all I have. Oh, well, you can get this one here for $79. I'm just, no.
Yeah, that's part. They have to sell you anything they can.
And it went on forever. I had that same thing happen.
Yup.
They asked you, they gave you like five different promotions, but it took forever for them to explain them. Like, would you like to buy a year's package?
Yeah.
And you'll get an extra.
Oh, that's what it was. Thank you.
Yeah.
She goes, we're having a promotion for like a year's, it's like, was it $300 or something
yeah.
for a year?
And
I was just like, no, I'm just going to do the month to month. Well, I'm going to have to put you down for... I can't do her fucking voice. It was this weird, like,
yeah,
Russian African thing.
I don't know. She was, it was insane. But basically, she said she was going
to
put me down for a year.
I'm going to have to put you down
for a year.
12 years.
For a year. I'm just like, I don't want to pay for a year. I highly suggest you pay for a year. like I had no choice.
I give you a baby. African baby.
So finally, I said, you know, do you still offer month to month? She said, yeah. I said, well, that's what I want. That's what I do. And then she basically said that if I pay for a year, this won't happen again.
I will give you an ultimatum. If you pay for a year, you will never have problems.
It was they were ridiculous. I had the same thing, and I couldn't understand what the woman was asking
you
me.
You pay for a year, I break your face.
Wow. Italian.
Italian now.
On
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Boom!
I speak English. On some of a lesser note, do you ever call, like, Applebee's for takeout?
No. Yes.
So annoying. They go through the fucking stupid... I just want to call up and I want to order fucking quesadillas because I want to take it home and
eat them. Can I get a burger? Yep. Yeah, do you need anything else with that? Nope, that's it.
Yeah.
How about some appetizers? You want buffalo wings or... And they go through, like, the whole fucking
You ever
menu.
Use car side? What's your phone number? What's your name? Well, what type of car? Oh, do you want dessert? Triple dog mountain? No, just give me the fucking quesadillas so I can go home.
Okay, I call from Pathmark. Because that's where I work.
Oh, wow.
A lot.
You have to delete that, Derek.
A lot. No, I don't care. Everybody knows.
Who's going to go? Are they going to go fucking visit them?
Yeah. Probably. The hordes of fucking
aristocrats. No, because there's an Applebee's
groupies.
Right down at the corner. It's easy when we can't decide what we want to eat and it's getting late. And we can't really get anything delivered. We don't feel like waiting 40 minutes.
And Matt's already eating all the food in Pathmark.
They work at a grocery store. They can't go and fucking get Hot Pockets.
What do you guys get a fucking hibachi?
What are we going to do? Go buy like frozen dinners or something?
Hot Pockets. You have a microwave.
Yeah. When I worked in a grocery store, too, I could never find anything to eat.
Well,
like, I never wanted anything.
That's not the point.
Matt always eats the fried chicken and shit.
No, even that.
That's
you
like a snack. Like if I'm like,
it's fried chicken is a snack.
No, like
I know. Yeah,
no, like the chicken
fucking meal,
like chicken tenders.
I went there.
You
with
can
that.
Buy one piece of chicken. You don't have to buy a whole meal.
What's
with
that?
Like a side
four
and a drink.
Four fried chickens and a Coke.
But anyway, my
dry white toast, please.
My point was when I call an order. Every single time, you have to listen to their spiel.
Yes,
they say, totally. And then they say featuring curbside service, and I'm just like curbside service. And then the next person that answers in curbside service gives you the exact same spiel. So why do I have to listen to it twice? Just send me to curbside. Why is there a number just for curbside?
At least you're full on fried chicken before you get there, so you have time to digest.
I'm full on that one piece of fried chicken during my manual labor work day.
I went to Mark Path one time.
Well, real quick, the toucher says that lady I was talking to sounded like the Count from Sesame Street. 1, 2, 3, yeah!
One XML plan, two XML plans.
XML?
Or what is it?
XM?
XML.
XML.
That's close.
I don't know where that came from.
It's oh, web XML.
Web extensions. All right, go ahead, Steve. Yes.
Well, so one time I went to Pathmark to visit this pig.
Cookies.
He was
wow.
on his break, and he was on the bench, and he was eating. He had like it was like a four piece of fried chicken.
I never in my life have gotten four pieces of fried chicken.
It was like that. It was like a kid.
From
it was like, it
always
was,
get
my.
Five.
It was more than one. It was like two breasts at least, huge pieces.
Uh-huh.
And,
ooh, that sounds.
And
good.
Then we went I'd directly to Applebee's after, and he had a burger.
Burger.
Huge.
And where was the interesting part of that story?
Yeah,
the fact that he doesn't stop eating.
Really.
Kind of.
There's been a couple times where you've been like, when we go to White Castle, like no one wants to go. You're like, I'll go with you, but I'm not eating. I'm fucking stuffed.
I get a couple burgers.
Yeah, and you go there, you're like, can I get a number one with cheese and two extra cheeseburgers? And, yeah, the biggest nine-piece chicken rings. A fucking sack of sticks. And
I've never had their
jug of
Coke.
You know, mozzarella sticks?
Their mozzarella sticks are
better than anywhere in the world.
They're very good. Because
he's been around the world.
He's been to every eating establishment in the entire world.
Like a mozzarella stick San Diego over here. Fucking been around the world.
A fucking mozzarella stick kid, you motherfucker.
Sampling the fresh mutsies.
Mutsies.
Anyway.
I forgot you, Jew.
Here it is. What? The Jew.
The Jew.
Oh, fucking lampshade sauce.
Lampshade sauce.
But,
lampshade broth.
And fucking skin dip.
Hippo skin.
It's so easy.
Here's your skin.
While
we're on the topic.
Got tattoos.
Question. How come every time I open the Asbury Park Press, I see something about the Holocaust?
What?
Why?
Who cares?
Nobody. Today I see this thing. Oh, in Aberdeen. They're having
Derek
this
cares.
Holocaust Remembrance fucking movie thing. Get us a shit. It happened 100 years ago. It hasn't even happened at all.
It's a long time ago.
Christ.
Yeah, honestly.
More important things have happened.
Yeah,
the telephone was invented.
Is Lauren okay?
I guess.
Aliens
like
landed on
Earth.
The
third boot she's had since she came here. She's smoking like a fiend. She's like a fucking...
Good.
She's like a fucking Jew. Dad waiting for a baby to be delivered.
Hey, I'm making fun of Jews here.
It's true. I'm sorry.
Back to the, you know, the topic at hand.
I'm done.
All right.
About Matt eating Jews?
I'm sick of the death of trying to please you, you fucking
Jew.
Mike and Ike.
I am sick to death.
That's the Aristocrats, folks.
That was me.
We
That's
tend
audio
to
audio of me.
So I have a quick question going back to the cell phone thing.
Yes.
I have a little story. Do you guys get the insurance on your phones?
I do.
Absolutely.
Do?
I drop them all the time at work and where I work. That's dangerous.
It's part of my plan, I think.
Me too.
Yeah, especially you.
Yeah.
I never
end
do.
End up in Kiss.
And I always end up breaking them. But I had a friend that studied
Gene
abroad.
Simmons is going to be like, free phone! Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Wow.
Well, I figured Vendo would think the story was kind of cute. But I had a friend that went to Tokyo.
Oh, you got the hots for him?
Wait, what did he do?
He went to Tokyo to study abroad.
Oh.
What was her name?
Was she hot?
Was her name Ching Chang Kong?
Sure. Let me take some notes.
Fucking, was her name fucking Stinky Coochie?
Hong Kong Fooey.
Hong Kong Fooey. Yes! What a great show.
Did he try Cream of Some Young Guy?
And he was a mild-mannered janitor by day, so he could very well have been Steve.
Anyway, Carly.
Fuck you.
No, he's Hong Kong Pooey.
I'm a custodian, bitch.
Who flung dung?
Hong Kong Judy.
A janitor's like calling a custodian a nigger, pretty much.
Basically, yeah.
You got our right.
Man.
Kind of all right.
Yeah. Custodial engineer.
Yeah, shit like that.
So, Carly.
Yes. So, I don't know, like, I guess, like, he got, like, one of those pay phones that you, like, pay as you go.
Amped
so
up. Prepaid cards.
Yeah, so he could, like, at least talk with family and whatnot.
Oh, I got that when cell phones were first invented.
You never had that shit.
Well, he got that because he didn't need to get a whole plan or anything.
Uh-huh.
But, I think phones there are made a lot more durable than what we have.
Titanium.
Because he put his phone in the wash on accident. Like, he did his laundry, and it went in. So he took it out, and he was like, well, it was really cheap, but fuck it. And he threw it in the dryer to go through the dryer, too. And he took it out of the dryer, and then it worked.
Nice.
Wow.
So
you just got to dry out the circuits.
So yeah, basically.
It was pretty. It was a pretty amazing little story. And I thought that Vendo... You know, might be able to weigh in about the cell phones.
Somebody at work almost flushed their phone down the toilet.
Good.
And they had to dig it out. And it just took about 24 hours and it worked.
Is this it?
Fucking train spotting for a phone.
A friend of mine had a problem with a PlayStation CD. Couldn't get it to work. It was skipping. So they flushed it in the toilet and then it worked.
Yep. Toothpaste and flush it.
Yes, I couldn't believe. I was like, "You got to be
toothpaste."
Yes, yes. He's like, "I'm gonna scrub it with toothpaste, and then I'm gonna flush it in the toilet." I'm like,
"I guess it kind of
fills
in the holes."
Fucking kidding me! And it worked perfectly right after that.
I'm going to have to try that.
No. Seriously. Like,
yeah, no. Because you'll leave it in there.
Yeah. It'll be shining
out
there.
On it.
Oh, my God. Derek will totally dump on
can,
it.
Yeah, can you imagine Derek's turd trying to fit through the little hole in the CD?
It'll impossible. Be like the Play-Doh thing.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, enough.
The stars.
Can we take a break? Oh. That was disgusting.
Can I have a barf?
I always said I wanted to do that. Put one of those little attachments on my butthole. So I shit out like stars and stuff.
That'd be so cute. Yeah.
A shit filter.
Wouldn't that be adorable?
It would be.
And then you just like kind of like cut it off every once in a while.
Do the one with all the little do it on holes the cookie in sheet. It so it looks like hair.
Yeah.
This is the most vile. You could shit little SpongeBobs and Patrick stars.
Snow cones.
Well, yeah, they've evolved since
O-ring cones.
Fucking square. Imagine shitting a square.
That'd be so fun.
Oh.
Or just shitting something sharp that you could stab people with afterwards.
I don't know about that.
That'd be awesome. Anyway, I have a related story to something cool that like should have broke and fucked up and became better afterwards.
It healed itself.
I had a car. It was a 76 Nova. And I put used 90 weight oil in it and Jolt Cola in the fucking oil instead of oil. And the fucking car ran better than before that.
Wow.
It was fat, had more performance and everything.
More performance.
And then my buddy held the motor to the floor for like 2 minutes, like literally on a stopwatch, and then neutral dropped it, and it was cleared out and ran like a gem.
Unbelievable. Wow. Neutral dropped awesome. It at how high was it? How many?
I don't know. Like it was close to 8,000 RPM.
Sick.
It was a 262. It was the smallest fucking V8 Chevy made.
Fathomable.
And it's actually notorious for being a piece of shit motor, but this thing was awesome.
How long did it run after that, or did you just get rid of it?
Nah, pretty much
I had it forever. My buddy fucking ripped out the passenger seat to put in his Nova.
And replaced it with
eight. And then a car that I had gotten, milk I was driving crate. Around for a couple weeks, it fucking took a shit real quick. So I put the Nova back on the road, had a cracked windshield, no passenger seat. So my buddy put a fucking like igloo in the passenger seat, like a cooler, like an igloo cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried sitting on that, put his fucking seatbelt on. I stopped the gas, he fucking flew into the
I
back.
I thought it was a milk crate.
Nah, it was like an igloo cooler.
What was the car that you sold our buddy Mike?
I sold the blue one. Three cars for $60.
I remember
bucks.
He was just like,
"How much?"
I remember
$60
collectively or
he's
each.
He's like, "I remember Steve
each,
sold
but I see I didn't pay for." He sold me a truck. I was supposed to be like $900 for, and I didn't give him all the money.
Oh, you're
but
not
like, there's
you're
no
not,
way.
You're not known for doing that.
No, fuck people.
Wow,
fuck people's
screw people
money.
Who I owe money to?
Yeah, fuck them if they want to come and get it.
He said that you were just like, "This car's toast. Do you want it for parts or
no,
whatever?"
No, he's a liar.
And he took it. He goes, "Let me tell you what I did. I vacuumed it." And I sold it for $300.
Yeah, I knew he was getting over on me, so that's why I refused to pay him the money.
Yes,
that car was like riding in a fucking 1947 Humvee. It had no upholstery. It was pure metal. No air conditioning. Like the windows didn't even go down.
But it was still the best thing I fucking. That was a fucking awesome.
It was
vehicle.
Pretty much awesome.
Pretty much.
I used to drive and then a road, like, you know, doing 35, 40 miles an hour and just drop it in the first gear and stomp it because I was like, I'm not going to make it up this hill. And it was just a gradual incline.
Speed bump, not going to make it.
But that guy, Mike, is a liar.
Oh, is he?
Big time liar.
Like to get him on the show.
He was supposed to borrow my car. He was supposed to borrow my car to just change the tires because he always fucking
never
fucking
ever
conned
do
me.
That.
He conned me into like burning out all the time, like at every fucking stoplight possible.
Uh-huh.
And he all the tires are worn down to fucking they look like slicks. So he's like, "I'm going to take the car for a couple hours. I'll put some tires on. I'll bring it back." Well, I didn't get the car back for about a week.
Yeah, because he's taking all the parts out of it.
And it was destroyed.
He's racing it.
He sees the rear in it. And he totally destroyed the whole fucking vehicle.
Yeah, but at least he can fix the whole thing.
I hope he has AIDS.
Wow.
Nice. Nice liquid AIDS.
I don't mean that.
Yes. So anyway.
That Nova was a shit.
We got any more shit. Personal stories for the night?
Third floor. We have one more.
You want to fire that up?
What do you want to bring up?
Third floor.
This stuff about Ecom? Oh, third floor.
Ecom.
Oh, yes. No. Boscovs?
Yeah, I have something to talk about with that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, something I thought of today. It makes total sense.
While he was blowing some dude,
this might have, you guys have might have brought this up in the past. I'm not too sure. Matt thinks that it was brought up, but Steve used to work at an establishment called Boscov's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's at the mall. And the third floor, on the third floor of Boscov's in the bathroom.
1500 Highway 35, Eatontown, New Jersey, 07724.
Yeah, same place. So on the third floor bathroom of this place, there used to be a lot of like fucking gay sayings written.
Homo
in the
heaven, I would call it.
Yeah, gays would meet there and do little things to each other and say, "Hey, I want to bang," and then they would fuck in that fucking bathroom.
It was
true.
It was homo Valhalla.
Full on fucking.
You know a little
fact.
More. You tell you know, tell them a little more detail about
did
it.
Did they ever actually catch people in there?
Yes. While I was working there, security guard caught two men having sex in the bathroom.
Wow. Yep. So this is, but all right. So I thought of something very ironic. The day this man quits Boskov's, it stopped. All gay homo heaven ceased.
So you were following this pretty closely. Now, are you a detective or a oh, no, you're not a police officer. You're not investigating that.
You're just a creep.
You're just interested in gay men having sex.
Or I just have friends that were investigating it.
Wow. I saw some of these pictures. I tried to take pictures of it to send to Derek. But unfortunately, it was just in pen. So
I know.
It was kind of hard to see. However, I saw it with my fucking full on, both my fucking two eyes, and they were hilarious.
Steve number two is just sitting in the bathroom like, where is everybody?
No, but I honestly, I do have a buddy. That would, he is a buddy. He is a police officer slash detective.
You know what a buddy is?
And,
you know what a buddy is?
I know what a buddy is. And
what is it?
Shut up. He, go die.
All right, Vaughn.
So,
go die.
Go die. Go die. So basically,
what are you, different?
He told me that there's little things that they do that they'll go into the bathroom, and then they'll they'll start using a fucking like towel dispenser nonstop. And that's the code.
And they dry their hands.
That's the code for I want to fuck, you know, fuck. Or they'll walk over next to the stall and try peeing in and like tap his foot with the other guy with the tap the other guy's
what?
Foot.
Well, that's a bit invasive.
How do you know all this?
Because my buddy's a detective.
How does he know all this?
He had to go undercover and bust these people. And unfortunately, he didn't fucking bust the ringleader, fucking this dude right here.
The ringleader. The Jekyll brother over here.
The dingleader.
And for all they know, you fucking you got raped and kidnapped because you just didn't show up to work. Like, you pulled up in the lot and then just drove away.
No.
Going to doors.
No, it is absolutely disgusting.
And they probably have a check waiting for you still.
Third floor.
Third floor, Boskov. So if you go to Monmouth Mall.
There's too much gay in this universe anyway. Me and Derek moved to Philadelphia into a gay neighborhood.
You
we didn't even know it was a gay neighborhood.
Oh, I bet.
No, we didn't. We didn't know it was a gay. We thought it was an awesome price and a nice new place. Mm-hmm. And it was a fucking gay neighborhood where two dudes living together. You know, everybody was fucking eyeballing our bulge. It was fucking gross.
Not me.
What did you guys find on the fire escape one day?
Oh, a dildo?
Right outside our window. You
and
looked
my grandmother saw it and she said, maybe someone was airing it out.
On our stoop.
Whoa.
I'll never forget the day we found it. It was like we're moving in.
It was the day we're moving in.
Yeah, and my mother was there. And Steve looks out the window and he's like, yo, Derek, come here, come here. So I run over and my mother walks in. I was just like, what? And you're like, nothing. I was like, what? You're like, nothing. No, it's all right. My mother was like, wow, well, what is it?
Oh,
no,
boy.
It's nothing. Because you're all embarrassed.
Yeah,
now.
Of course.
So she looks out there and of course she's like, it's a dildo.
It wasn't just a very like impressive dildo, though.
It was pretty big.
You think so?
I think so.
Did she pick it up? What? Oh, Andy, look.
And there, oh, Andy, look at this dildo.
Unfortunately, you couldn't reach it.
But
and
you
there
could
was also,
smell it, though. On humid days, you could smell
oh,
it.
Oh, stop it. Of all the things that stunk in that place.
Dude, we heard fucking fucked up shit, though. Were you there the time we heard that guy beating his kids or some shit?
No.
I thought you heard two guys humping.
It was something like that. My memory's shit.
Guy beating his kids, two guys humping.
Oh, I know it's fucking
one
guy humping his kid.
Our friend Craig, our friend Craig came to visit us, and he put that gum. He just chewed gum on the fucking sill of a door in the middle of a hallway. It was totally noticeable, and no one moved it for months. I ended up ditching Derek in Philly, and then going back to visit him like 6 months later.
Big
the
time.
Gum was still there.
Yeah,
probably is to this day.
And one time, I was getting ready to fucking beat my bishop.
Oh, no.
I'm sitting there, I'm getting ready to watch a porno. I'm like, oh, Derek's at work. I'm going to fucking rub one out real quick, you know? So I put the fucking porno in, and all of a sudden I hear the fucking keys. And I was like, oh, shit. No. And then something must have happened where Derek delayed and didn't come in the door for like a minute. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe the coast is clear. Maybe it wasn't Derek coming to my door. I went back out there. I'm getting ready to go again. And all of a sudden I hear the keys again, and the lock's going, and the doorknob's twisting.
Oh,
I hit power on the TV as I was running by and dove onto my fucking couch and I was hiding my little fucking chubby. He comes walking in with the fucking like landlord, right?
Yeah, superintendent.
Imagine that. I was just sitting there going, ooh.
And I walk by and I'm talking about something about the window, maybe an air conditioning unit or something. I look over and it was so suspicious because he's laying in his bed on his stomach with his hands like tucked in.
Oh,
like
what's up, guys?
I mean, it looked like he was like taking a piss and passed out on the bed, and his face is off to his side. And he's just like, he just like, like kind of looked back. He's like, "What's up?
What's going on?
I'm like,
you got company?"
Woof.
So yeah. She pretended that you were sleeping.
Maybe.
Well, according
with
Steve,
your hands on your cock.
The rumor, according to Steve, is that there was a kid that we went to school with that.
You told me this, or Matt?
No, you told me this story that the kid was masturbating.
Oh yeah.
And his
yeah,
mom
yeah.
walked in. He goes, "Where am I?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's the where am I?
Who would do that?
You know what? That's probably the response I would give. I would be so weirded out.
Where am I?
Is there a name attached to that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dan is the first name, and wow. not Dunn though.
Oh no.
And, it's, oh, and his friend Scott told right. me about it.
That's right. Okay, I remember that. Where am I?
Where
Dan,
am I?
Where am I?
You're on the fucking Starship Enterprise.
No.
The fuck?
His dumb mom probably fell for it, too.
No.
Honey, you're home. It's okay. Come back to us.
You're back in good old 1999.
The power of Christ compels you.
1999.
Wait, he was a Jew.
It's true.
So all he did was hide it under his foreskin that didn't get chopped off.
Yeah, no. He hid it under his fucking Talmud.
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know.
Anyway.
They're the ones that first started doing
That's what they
it.
Do.
No, I'm saying he hadn't had it chopped off yet.
Sure he did.
He was probably. Like 19.
Actually, he did it when he was 13, I think he said it was.
Well, yeah. That's when he get bar mitzvah. Yeah.
The bar mitzvah.
Yeah. He said he walked like a cowboy for a week. I thought that was really funny.
No, that's probably because he got fucked in the ass because he was a faggot.
Wow.
That's probably because the fucking rabbi stuck his pinky knuckle deep in his pee hole.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, for the Australia listeners, a faggot is a gay guy.
True.
Not yeah. a bundle of sticks. Mm-hmm.
And I think bris is actually when they cut the...
That's what it's called, right?
Bris.
Yeah.
It's
which
is
happens when they're very young. Yeah. So I don't know what this 13 years old thing is.
Well, that's
when
he they got it done with. When he was 13.
Oh, so he just... They decided
he
not to.
That's, it's supposed to be their entrance into like manhood or something.
Yeah.
And they're never men, so I don't get it.
they didn't get that
cut off completely.
They didn't get that memo.
It's his entrance into the fucking lawyerhood.
Exactly.
Pass the bar, cut your dick.
You have now entered the firm.
They pass through the money-grubbing horse.
Nice.
Way to kill that one.
Cool. Anyway, so is that a personal story?
I'm trying to fill Vaughn's fucking waist size here.
Vaughn?
Possibly.
Yeah.
What if he's getting a blowjob right now?
You know what? I'm not wondering at all. As far as I'm concerned,
and I wonder what
Vaughn
the guy looks like that's giving it to him.
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
As far as I'm concerned, stop Vaughn it. Is just sitting at home right now. Oh, my God.
What was that, Steve? Oh, come on.
All that for nothing.
He almost shit himself.
for all our valued...
Lightheaded.
He turned into a gigolo for a second.
All our valued listeners. Steve... He just squatted.
He looked like he was
humping the air.
He looked almost like a catcher.
He was gyrating. Like he was fucking riding a dick.
He was.
All for that. That was it.
Terrible. What it was about to be more. Then I got lightheaded.
He got all excited thinking about fucking some girl's face being buried in Vaughn's gut.
Oh,
while
no.
She's blowing him.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Headbutting his belly button.
You know, yes. If he looked down, he couldn't see he was giving him a blowjob.
No.
You'd see a, you'd see a mountain of pale stomach.
What's going on down there?
Oh. He gets a fucking camera, yeah. Takes a picture.
I feel...
He gets it developed
I
and looks at him.
I free.
Oh. He's got a video camera and he's watching on the TV. What's going on?
Ah, it's like a porno.
He's like, what are you doing? God.
That must feel good.
That's
guy's
not
lucky.
Supposed to go in your mouth.
What?
I don't know.
Anywho.
We do have a little article here. I thought
might be fun.
Tell me about it. Talk about it.
Oh, our producer's back.
Oh.
We could have many sound effects useful at that point.
Oh, like an ultimate zing or something.
Yeah. We only have like 8 sound effects, though. So. Yeah.
That's enough of that. Sexiest women over 35.
Nice. Is Famke Johnson number one?
I don't know. She's fucking hot. I'm going to go through this with you guys, and we'll see how you...
Okay.
I mean, number 15, I definitely agree with. And I'm surprised she's that old. Gwen Stefani, 37.
Yeah. She's up there.
And she is hot.
I've liked her from day one, even when Matt used to try to convince me he was a man.
Yeah.
An Asian man.
She kind of looked like
she
a dude.
She was an Asian guy.
She looked like a dude.
I love her.
Did not.
I love her, too. I've loved her since day one.
Tiny fucking titties.
And a
where'd they come from?
She did have a mustache, too, or something.
She was like 25 when that video came out. How could she just grow breasts magically?
She had a baby.
She still doesn't have
No, she has fake breasts now.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she
really?
Huge.
I didn't know that. They're huge milk sacks.
I don't keep up on celebrity fucking plastic surgery.
She's had a baby.
Yeah, before she had the baby.
Not really.
I don't think so. I honestly don't think
Gavin
so.
Ross was like, hey, man, you got to get those knockers bigger. You expect me to suck on those?
Go look like Jordan.
How do you expect me to tit fuck those?
With a toothpick?
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Anywho.
I'd rather tit fuck David Beckham.
What a fucking limey douchebag.
Get some fucking whoppers. Bring your tits to 11.
Ozzy Osbourne's got bigger jugs.
Holy shit.
You always had nice whoppers, Flo.
David.
Anyway,
sexy woman Gwen.
So
okay,
I think Gwen gets better looking with age.
The brunette thing that she did in that video, she looked really good as a brunette, actually.
This one I completely disagree with.
Who's that?
What's the number?
I've never liked her. This is now number 14.
Okay.
She's 38 years old, and she looks like she was chasing parked cars.
Nice.
It is Lucy Liu.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what,
never
though?
Cared.
I never liked her.
I put her up there with that fucking, who's that one that was in Sideways? Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, that
fucking
one.
Fucking Yo Ma, or whatever the fuck her name was.
Yeah, she was like the little wine, like, bartender.
Yeah,
lady.
What the fuck is her name? It's like something Yo or something.
You know,
stupid.
Seriously, for a fucking Charlie Chan, I would bang her. for a little gooker, I would bang her. But
she's not bad looking.
15.
She's got like a weird freckly face.
She does.
Definitely would punch the other side. The other side is not that fucking chopped up. I'd punch that side just to even it up.
The side that doesn't look like she got hit with a
stomach. Yeah, you know what? Gooks with freckles, I don't trust them.
But I do agree. I would slam the shit out of her probably.
She's got to be half and half, right?
Probably.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
She's probably Irish or something.
Mm-hmm. Irish.
Sandra,
well, if she's got freckles, then she definitely is.
Number 13, another one I agree with. I'm sorry, Carly.
I was going to say her name's Sandra Oh.
Sandra Oh, thank you.
Like just the letter O?
Yeah, it's O-H. Like O-H.
O-H.
Number 13, another one I agree with, Liz Phair, 40 years
old. Oh, my God.
40 years
Liz
young.
Fair.
She's so hot.
Can you pull up a picture of Liz Phair?
Liz Phair has that fucking sexy mouth and like...
I'd eat her poo. Bottom line, I'd eat her poo.
She has a song on one of her first albums called Hot White Cum.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah,
yes,
she's
she
like
does.
Really like...
She's a dirty girl.
Yeah, and I would fucking fuck her dirty butthole.
Anyway. She just did something recently, didn't she?
Maybe she came out with an album ago. Like a year and a half
Well,
ago.
She did something on like a VH1.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Matt, how do you spell that name, Liz Phair?
P-H-A-I-R.
Yeah. I couldn't remember her name a few months ago. I was so angry.
I'm surprised she's that old.
Oh, yeah.
How old was she?
40.
Well, you got to figure. She was releasing albums like 15 years ago.
I didn't even know who she was until like 5 years ago.
Really?
When she had that song.
I just figured out who she was.
She had that popular song.
Yeah, I don't really
know
that well. She
was gorgeous.
Yeah. Okay. Number 12.
Number 12. Elle McPherson.
She's up there.
Yeah, I'll give it to her.
She's
not give it to
how
her.
How old is she? 40 something?
44.
44.
Sorry, wow. Pretty good.
She's got a pretty nice body for like a.
And she's Australian.
Yes, she is.
Is she really?
Yes, she is.
Elle McPherson. Mm-hmm.
So we all agree with that. So far, so good.
Elle McPherson was like right after Cindy Crawford.
Shit, dude!
And Steve is Elle McFartin.
Yes. Elle McFucking cloth tearing.
And Elle McStinkin.
And that shit is Elle McFearsome.
Who wants egg whites?
Not I!
Awful.
It's blowing out that way.
Okay, anyway, let's keep this moving here.
Let's keep this crazy train rolling.
Got
Harry
momentum.
Belafonte,
it's
hit me with a quick
here.
One.
Can we turn the air down a little bit?
All this talk about Elle McPherson.
I'm fucking sweating. Anybody else hot?
It's a little
I'm
warm.
Actually pretty comfortable.
It's getting
for
believe
once?
It or not. Believe it or not.
Sweaty fucking bastard.
If I drank an entire bottle of rum, I'm still fine.
Nice. Right,
sweat bastard.
Number 11, Clay...
Clay Aiken?
Clay Aiken,
Clay
what?
Aiken. No, Kate Blanchett.
Kate Blanchett.
38 years.
What's she in again?
Young. The fuck was she in?
Titanic or
wasn't
some
she
shit.
In Laura? No.
That was Kate Winslet.
Whatever.
Kate Blanchett is like...
Kate Hudson, Kate Blanchett, Kate Winslet. What the fuck is the difference?
Kate Winslow?
Winslet.
Oh.
Isn't Kate Blanchett?
It
does.
It does stink.
You know who I'd fuck that's over 40? Probably over 70 now.
What?
It's B. Arthur.
Nice.
Gross. Nah, really.
Steven, I'd like to have sex with you.
She was fucking funny.
In the bedroom. On the bed.
That's Kate Blanchett.
Is it okay if I call you Stan?
She needs a nose job.
Dad.
Pretty hot. She needs to give me a blowjob is what she needs.
Let's go save a puppy.
Oh, my God.
That's Betty White.
The bacon chicken.
Let's go save a chicken.
Okay, who'd you rather fuck? Flavor, Flavor, B. Arthur.
Oh.
Wow, B. Arthur.
I'd rather fuck B. Arthur.
So, continue.
What number
number
10. Okay. Elizabeth Hurley, 41.
Nice.
Oh.
Of course.
Of In Austin Powers, she never looked hotter.
So far,
actually,
so good.
Bedazzled. I was watching it. It was actually pretty funny. I was
that
watching
with, what's the shit? Fucking Encino Man?
Encino Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck's his name?
Whoa! What's going on?
It's Elizabeth Hurley's boobies? Nips.
Yeah, I found a picture of her.
Pure on full tit hanging out.
See your nips.
Yeah. I like nipples.
Fucking Brendan Fraser. And it was actually very funny. I only watched about the first hour, but it was pretty funny. And she looked so
Doesn't
unbelievably
hot. Does
she
have like a nude scene in that movie or
She's
something?
Pretty devastating.
She might, but
pretty
I don't know.
Close.
He probably saw it on like TNT, so I doubt they're going to show it.
All right, what we got?
Anyway. We are at number 9.
Top 10.
Maria Bello.
Okay.
No All clue. Right. Who was no that? Clue.
40
I just
years
know
old.
The name.
She was in The Cooler.
Okay.
A History of Violence. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a fuck. Remember that sex scene, Carly, in History of Violence?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was awkward.
He's, like, trying to kill her, and then they just fuck on the stairs.
Yep.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, I remember
that.
That.
You just see, was it Hugo? No.
Hugo Weaving.
Hugo Weaving, yeah. You just
no,
see
wait,
his,
no. Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo Mortensen, yeah.
Same thing.
You just see his fucking, his clenched up ass, like.
He is Hugo.
That was an awesome movie.
I'm Hugo. Don't take the picture.
No picture of her
The slides available in the gift shop. Number 8, I don't even know who this is. Oh, okay. This is dumb. Monica Bellucci.
Oh, my God.
You don't know
42.
Who that is?
I don't know who that is.
Persephone?
She is unbelievable.
Passion of the Christ?
Never heard of any of these
She was
people.
In The Matrix.
How about Let Me Eat Her Dumps?
She was in.
Wait, she's the girl in The Matrix?
Yeah.
She's not good looking.
You know what? What?
You're Wait, a fucking
You know
faggot.
What, Steve? The
Wait, hang on a second. Let me see if I'm talking about the same person.
Uh-huh. No, you're thinking of Carrie Ann Moss.
Yeah, I was going to say she's in The Matrix.
She's like, all right, but...
This chick's not in The Matrix.
Monica Bellucci is...
Is fucking full on
Persephone.
The Matrix.
Oh, well, she's the Merovingian's
she's
girl.
She's full on fucking the hottest Italian bitch ever.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
That was like... She's
Elizabeth
pretty fucking Mono's amazing.
Hotter than her.
No, she isn't.
She looks kind of like Xena to me. I don't know.
She doesn't have to do that gay thing.
What do you mean gay?
Whatever.
Anyway.
I don't know if she has big boobs or just tight ass fucking
No, she, they're pretty nice.
Okay, anyway, number 8. Number 8.
Okay.
Okay, we ready?
Go shoot.
Number 7.
Uh-oh.
Whoops.
Lucky Jada me. Pinkett Smith.
Okay.
Gross.
Over
vomit.
Rated.
No blacks.
Oh, my God.
She was in The Matrix.
She was. Holy shit. I hope it was no blacks that got you going.
I hope you were reading a sign in a water fountain in 1953.
Oh, Johnny Rebels on the mic.
I'm just not attracted to an African.
Gross vomit.
No blacks.
No blacks.
And where are the white women at?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna have to go with the overrated. She has a nice body and everything, but...
Definitely attractive for a black girl.
Well, every black girl has got nice lips. That's about
she,
all, that's it on her.
All right.
Which one?
She is a quota filler for this list. Bottom line.
Yeah. I guarantee Holly Berry's like number 3.
Yeah. Oh, she'll probably be number 1.
She's fucking grosser.
Grosser.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue, Derek.
We don't even need to discuss her.
That was fucking
And
funny.
Not to mention her husband's a complete douchebag faggot.
Who's
okay.
that?
Big Willie?
Will Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I forget about that.
He's not funny.
Okay. Actually, he's very funny, but that's all he
is. He was oh, funny.
Fuck
shit.
You.
What happened?
Can you read this name, Matt?
Okay.
I don't even know who this is.
It's probably some Russian.
Number 6.
Or some Jew.
Fucking. I'm going to butcher it, so I don't even want to. I would assume you know who she is. Do you have any idea?
No.
Can you
I'll try.
It?
I'll try.
Giada De Laurentiis.
Giada? That mic doesn't go that far.
Steve. What?
All right. I thought you were going to fucking fart. Giada De Laurentiis.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. That's why I said.
How is it?
Greek. Yeah.
Yeah, no idea.
I feel like Dr. Claw.
I don't even know what the hell she was in.
No, she's Italian.
Italian? Everyday Italian?
Everyday Italian chick.
Oh, the cooking channel.
Yeah, the Everyday Italian chick. I definitely would fuck her and jizz on her boobies.
Would you say, Matt?
I said I got to rip him.
Why don't you go back over to your seat then?
Come here and mic it.
Why is the water with you guys? Carly, why don't you take the water off the couch?
I don't know. It was there.
It's a good separator.
Yeah,
for
Matt
me,
needs
Matt.
A love handle rest.
all right, Matt, we read it. You can go back.
I'm just reading her.
All right. I'm just obsessed.
Can you pull her up on there?
Yeah.
Like a booby shot, perfectly.
You know what? If you watch
her show, every day
they're always hanging out.
If you watch her show, I was gonna say they do these weird little zoom ins. They're very discreet.
Oh, that's yep. right.
But they go to the boobs.
You could catch her like brassiere every time.
I don't know what the fuck this is. So
let me put this in the oven.
Yeah,
she's fucking hot.
She's like chopping garlic, and they're just like. Blah, 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 blah.
It's like she knows her tits will get her farther than that other fucking cooking bitch that has her own show now.
Rachel Ray.
Well, apparently, she got fat.
Yeah, she did.
Did she really?
Poundage.
She was like. Probably about 200 pounds.
Whoa, she's a deuce.
Rachel, I would fuck her.
She ate too many pot roasts best and got
picture.
Fat.
That's the best picture right there, Steve. Look.
Rachel Ray is like the Kelly Clarkson of cooking.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. And I bet you're
who's number six or five? What do we got?
Number five, Queen Rania of Jordan.
Oh, okay.
She's 36. And,
what does she look like?
She's pretty hot.
Yeah, she is.
I love how Carly's typing it as soon as you're saying it. It's awesome.
I know. I want to know.
I'd still be good like, on
know,
the second
I,
E.
I like for queens to be hot as well. Queen Latifah.
Fuck that big-ass, black-ass
Queen
bitch.
England. Yeah, she looks pretty good.
She is pretty gorgeous.
Hey, man, those Eastern European women, man, they got it.
Oh, yes. I like
how about Western Asian?
Is that
whatever
what
the fuck ever.
She's wearing a really ugly outfit.
How about
the fuck's the difference?
How about Middle Eastern?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What the fuck's the difference?
Isn't she like the queen of like Saudi Arabia or something?
Just said it. Jordan.
That's what I meant.
Saudi Arabia. How about that dude? Who's the king?
The loudy Saudi.
We ready for number four?
Yeah, I guess.
Is this another black?
Naomi Watts.
Okay.
King Kong.
She's pretty hot and blonde.
Yep. 21 grams. Never saw it.
That movie called The Ring.
Yeah, that thing.
Oh, that's her?
Yep.
That's her.
See, I don't know who these people are.
No, yeah. I liked her. I thought she was cute.
Wait, what number are we on?
We're
G4.
About to do number three.
Okay, because I'm hoping for somebody on this list.
All right. Number three, Diane Lane, 42.
Nah.
Unfaithful.
She's kind of sexy. It's got the older woman sexy thing going on.
I'm not too familiar with it.
Stretch for a second, guys.
I don't know.
What was she in?
I don't even know. I'm trying to find her.
Unfaithful with what the fuck is that guy's name?
Oh, okay. Then I found her.
Unfaithful.
That's the only movie I can think of that I know of.
That's her?
But this must have been from a while ago.
She's
kind
of got that...
Is this her?
I don't know. Derek, is this her?
I don't know. Derek's going to bring it up on the screen so I can see it.
Okay. I don't know. If that's her, then yeah. But you said
I don't think that's
40?
Her. No, she's older looking and blonde.
Do you agree with any of these, Carly? Do you think these women are good looking women?
I like Naomi Watts. She's cute.
So far, there's a couple of them that are like... This should not have been there.
The everyday Italian girl's kind of cute. Yeah, like, I think she's kind of like, you know, pretty like... She's not like a supermodel, like wow, but she is pretty.
Yeah.
And I like the understated.
Like, she can almost go without makeup and still pull it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost.
But,
I mean, but a picture, like, I've seen Carmen Electra without makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, though. I don't know half of who these people are. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to look them up just to know.
I only know their names. Like, I don't know what they've been in. I just know, like, from seeing them.
I know, yeah, I don't know.
It's downloading 10,000.
A lot of these over 40s, too, aren't hardly around anymore. So.
Well, kind of.
That I know of.
No, actually, pretty much everybody on this list is still active in movies and such.
Well, fuck yourself.
Wow.
You just fucking totally
pretty much
made
everything
that
up. You just said was wrong.
Because I watch good movies.
Bring it up a little bit, Derek.
Diane Lane, though? I haven't even, I don't know.
I think that's her.
I can't be
Diane
the same
Lane.
People.
That's just kind of like the Laura Linney. Laura Linney, hot, older woman thing.
Kind of like Kathy Lee Gifford.
Is that her current, though?
Yeah, I can see that.
I'd say so. I don't think they would put an old picture up there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're trying to, because they're trying to do the over 35 thing.
Here she is when she was 24.
She looked younger. That's the only reason why.
Number two, Halle Berry.
Yeah,
gross.
Gross.
Of course.
Anyway.
Gross.
Of course we fucking said
anyway.
It.
Derek puts it on the screen.
Anyway.
Gross vomit.
She deserves no attention whatsoever.
And
not
number
really.
One, hottest woman over.
It better be Michelle.
Oh, come on.
It better
Sharon
be
Stone.
Michelle.
Sharon Stone.
Salma Hayek.
Oh, my God.
Now
I love her.
Now that she's
so
unbelievably pregnant.
Yeah, she's fine. I don't think that she should be number one.
No. Neither do I.
I think Michelle Pfeiffer should be number one.
Wow, women over, like, what, 74?
Who gives a fuck? She's over 35. She qualifies.
I know. Well, it seemed like they were going between 35 and like 45 here. They really just.
Whoa.
She's got big boobies.
Yeah.
They're fake now.
Yeah, must be.
Oh, I love her.
But she's so pregnant now. It's unbelievable. She's literally twice.
Perpetually
she's got to be twice her body weight now.
I got a break.
It's unbelievable.
But you know okay. what? Michelle Pfeiffer deserved to be on this list.
Okay.
I was rooting for her. Yeah. I mean, am I wrong? I mean, she should be on there.
Well, I knew that Salma Hayek and Halle Berry would be on there. But
how about Ann Coulter?
How about her?
She's like 50.
Steve doesn't like her.
What about Tammy Faye?
You don't like her? I think she's sexy.
She is. And she has opinions, and I like that.
What about Tammy Faye?
Tammy Faye fucking Gravedigger?
Before she died.
Wow.
I bake cookies for death. Because he's on his way. Ugh, and I hope they're good.
I'm having chemo cookies.
What? The phlegm I spit up in the morning, they bake them on these little sheets. Ugh, they make cookies out of them.
Wow.
Then I put them in the microwave and give it all the radiation I can give it. I'm immune to radiation because the cancer has ravaged my body so much. No,
wow.
This is pretty much a walking corpse.
Real quick, before we go to break, they have kind of like a thing on the bottom, people yelling people's names that they didn't put. A couple, Uma Thurman.
She is
strange. She's strangely hot.
Ugly.
Like, she's hot in Kill Bill.
She is.
I was waiting for Matt to go like, yo, she's not bad. She looks good.
She's pretty ugly.
She is.
Like, kind of weirdly hot.
Ugly.
She looks like a fucking salmon.
She is one of those people who is so weird looking that she can do anything she wants.
No,
because
she can pull off hotness because she's pretty hot in Kill Bill.
Right. If you don't see her face,
she's got an amazing body, but she is ugly.
You could put
I've seen her really ugly.
You could put a ruler between her eyes, dude.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
Faith Hill.
Oh yeah,
I like
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh my God, yeah. Yes.
Demi Moore.
See, Catherine Zeta-Jones probably should have been in place of
Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek's better than Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with Salma Hayek's unibrow,
she waxes that man.
Ooh, even with the unibrow that I've seen her with a lot.
Well, she also did that for a movie.
Yeah, I know, but she kept it for whatever reason. She probably got rid of it and started breaking out or something.
Andie MacDowell.
Andie MacDowell is 50. Very old, and she was very, very 49 attractive.
She is. Sharon Stone.
Julie Roberts.
Sheryl Crow.
Bo Derek.
Sheryl Crow.
Janet Jackson.
My commie mommy.
Nicole Kidman.
Bo Derek's pretty hot.
So basically what this list is the older ones, like the plus 45.
Well, no, this is people saying who should have been.
Suzanne Somers. Pretty hot.
Some
still.
Of them are coming
She's
up.
Got half a breast, dude.
Somebody says Mary J. Blige.
Wow.
Gross.
I say never Jane ever.
She looks like a man in drag.
That's terrible. See, she's one of those people who, like, their fans just, like, look at her as, like, this beautiful, like, sort of...
African princess.
No. It's almost a proverbial Nigris. Sort of beauty. It's not
proverbial.
It's not, like, she's not really attractive at all, but what she does makes her beautiful.
What does she do?
So that doesn't qualify.
That was
no, I know, but that doesn't qualify for what they're talking about. They're talking about fucking hot women.
Yeah.
And she's not
one.
She isn't.
She isn't their shit. Wow. She's not.
So that's it. The top, what was it, 15?
Yeah.
Hottest woman over 35.
I'm surprised they only did 15.
Your dog's asleep.
They
should have
did 35.
Well, we'd be here forever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind.
Seems like already.
Oh.
We are going to take a break. We will be right back.
You know, Peter's about 45.
Really?
Exactly 45.
Inches.
Centimeters.
Be right back.
Mike's.
Yo.
All right, see you, Aristocrats.
We're back.
Allegedly, we are back. Aristocratsradio.com. That's my new thing.
.com, don't you know?
.com.
Was Mike in the chat?
Who?
Is Mike in there?
Who?
Mike? No.
He's home right now.
So he's not online.
He won't be
anything.
Able to listen to the show.
He's such a douchebag.
Because we were.
Wow. Because not he's on. Not listening.
Because I'm he's not here on. In the studio with us. He's only 2 minutes.
I can hear you.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he come over?
I don't know. I told him we're doing the show.
But, what a fucking liberal piece of douche.
Wow.
According to you, I don't know.
Who said that?
I don't know. Somebody said it. Everyone who goes to college.
Nobody said it. That's just not possible.
Liberal piece of douche.
Maybe he is listening to it.
Because we were actually talking about him before.
Yeah, we were.
Just reminiscing a little
bit. The only thing I wanted to do is get his ass in here.
Seriously. And he's in the area, but he won't come on.
He's fucking down the road.
Pretty much.
True.
Yeah.
He's closer than
I
am.
If I yelled like loud enough, he might be able to hear me.
He lives closer than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. He's only 15 seconds further away than I am.
Yeah. Seriously.
He actually might be closer.
Unless you get hit with that light.
Kind of. Depends.
Is that light?
Yeah, if he hits that light, he's screwed.
Dude,
is that light? Done.
Let me tell you, the last show we all were here for was a Thursday.
Tuesday.
Me, Matt, and Steve went to Outback. Oh, that's right. The show I didn't come to.
Yeah. Oops.
Because you were
we sat at the light to turn on to 35 for like 8 minutes.
That's the second
straight
time I've had to do that.
Like, and that's a long time. Like you said, 8 minutes is long. That's a long time to sit.
And I was even like doing that little nudge up shit, you know, that people don't do when the light won't change
because they have sensors.
Yeah, some
and
shit.
I was like waiting to catch a train. Like I if that was like 2 minutes longer, I would have missed the train.
Yep,
and been pissed.
The show. And I would have been fucking pissed,
which would have made the show funny. Mm-hmm.
You could have sued the
No,
because
I would have came here and been
tickets.
Very mad that I spent $25 on a ticket that I didn't get to fucking use.
Yep.
But it was just like, I don't understand why it does that there.
Didn't I say when we pulled up to it?
It was ridiculous.
I said this light is going to be at least 5 minutes.
I swear, we listened to a whole CD.
Yeah. We listened to an entire genre of music.
We listened to fucking Sgt. Pepper's, the entire thing.
I wanted you to listen to this one song /CD.
Yep. Stairway to Heaven, completely played through.
And and November Rain.
And November Rain on top of that.
As an encore.
And Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
And then commercials.
And then any type of negative song.
So anyway, we were talking about Web Monster Mike. You guys had a story about him earlier tonight.
What was the one we were going to bring
up? In all honesty,
oh, yes.
I never, ever heard about this.
Okay.
Never once before today.
This is some personal.
You gotta back it up a little bit.
Do we have to describe who he is?
No, not really.
Monster Mike?
No.
So this is just a random story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's
a friend of ours.
Yeah. Okay. Mike's a good friend of ours. He became friends with Matt pretty much before any of us. They had the, you know, computers, video games. They were really into that and stuff. So they kind of formed a friendship over that. So eventually came to the point where we would go over to his house a lot. And then me and Steve started going there. Steve basically lived there. Like he does with any friend. He kind of moves in. He's like me, you, and Dupree, I guess.
I think I might be Jewish.
You probably are because you kind of leech onto people.
Yeah, I live off
suck
the fat of the land until there's nothing left and move along.
You just suck everything out of them. So we would go to Mike's house all the time. And then basically Steve was like living there, okay? So according to Matt, we were brainwashing Mike,
yes,
quote unquote.
Yeah, according to Matt, we were brainwashing his friend.
Because we got him
and
into
Matt
like,
was truly,
you know,
upset about this.
Yeah. So, because
they didn't invite me over.
We did.
It's not
we
refused.
No.
Because we would have nitro parties.
I would come into school the next day and hear you talking about it. That's how I knew I wasn't invited over.
I don't remember that
at
all.
I remember distinctively asking you, telling you we're going to have a nitro party.
All right.
No.
How was I not there the faithful night that Steve spilled the orange soda on Web
Mike's
carpet?
You were there for that.
You were there. That was actually a Twisted Metal night.
We were playing Twisted Metal in his living room. You were there.
Because I would have remembered it.
That was you were there, Matt. I know you were there.
No, you told me how angry his father was, and I've never seen his father angry.
I remember you being there.
All right.
I'm almost positive.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
We'll go with that for now.
Okay, anyway. So there came a point in time where, you know, Mike had like a digital camera. He was like one of the first people
very first person I think to ever own a digital camera.
So we were like,
I think he's
like 1998.
I think he made it himself.
He did.
Mm-hmm. So me and Steve were naturally in like the Stella mode. We're like, what kind of disgusting pornographic gay things can we do with this?
So we retrieved a hot dog from a refrigerator.
Retrieved it. Like we had to fucking go on a
your
mission.
Lab.
And we were taking pictures. Like, I was shoving in his mouth and, like, my fly open. Like, ugh, you know? And Mike was taking the pictures and enjoying it and laughing. And it was
I cannot picture this.
I know.
This happened either. About 8 or 9 years ago, and I never heard about it.
I'm sure
tonight.
Mike probably doesn't want to. He's probably upset that we still remember.
Yeah.
He was hoping we forgot.
But I never, ever heard this story. I can't believe it.
If and when he hears it, he's going to be pissed.
I mean, he did eventually say, all right, this is getting a little ridiculous and stopped. And then me and Steve kept doing it, you know, like fucking fake balls and
this
shit.
This is mildly surpassing
the turned
realm
into
of
real
ridiculous.
Balls and real.
I mean, this is coming from some of that, like, when I would fart, at first he would laugh a little bit. And then he would just give, like, no reaction. Just look at me with evil in his eye. And then just go back to what he was doing.
Yes.
But he stopped
you know, what he was doing and took pictures of me and Steve with hot dogs and shit. Wow. But it was funny.
Hot dog fellatio. It was hilarious.
It was funny. And you know what? He may have those pictures somewhere still on computer.
He very well might. That. And I would fucking die to see them because they're probably hilarious. Still
that would
to
be
this
awesome.
Day.
Mike, if you're listening, text them to Matt.
Take your ECW at AOL.com.
Wow!
It is on my MySpace page.
It is.
Slash
poofetish.org. Yeah, I could drop that.
Yeah, but still.
403-5355.
Fucking 183 Main Street.
How about our
wow.
number?
Wow.
What's our number that we can give out?
No, see, who knows?
You know.
917-0645. Is that
got
what
me.
0456.
0456 917-0456.
That's why meeting Derek became awesome to me because I finally found someone equal to, if not more disgusting than myself.
I'm leaning towards the more than
surplus. Almost disgusting. The first day I went to his house, he was showing me vomit porn between two like chinks.
And
he,
yeah, tearing ass gratuitously.
See, Derek simultaneously acquired and lost friends for showing people those pictures.
Yes.
So he it was even Steven.
So I weeded out all the ones that I really, you know.
Ones you were never going to be able to relate with.
All the true friends stayed.
All my true friends stayed and said, you know what? That is pretty cool.
It was.
You know
what? It was awesome.
I like the way the other Chinese girl's eating it. I kind of like
good.
That.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
But it's true, though. Awesome. I was able to feel like myself at Derek's and just tear ass like
okay. All right. The other day, you know, I was for the first time in a long time, fishing through the Hun.
The who?
The Hun.
It's a porn
at
website.
The library?
TheHun.com, you know.
I honestly have no idea what that is.
You have no idea what The Hun is.
The Hun? No.
I do.
You're fucking kidding me.
Okay. You really?
Carly, what is it?
TheHun.com. You can find all kinds of porn there.
Honestly, it's porn from all over the world.
What it
people
is,
send it in. It's like a bukkake video from Sergey. Yeah.
It's a hub.
You can usually just get like 25-second clips of porn videos. Yeah. Just enough blow.
It's a hub. It pretty much always brings you to another website that is a full-on true
that
like,
you have
porn
to pay
website.
For, but they always give you free... You know, free sample.
There was this disgusting gook woman who, like, blew a guy into a bowl, and the bowl said something like, I stink or something, and then she ate it with chopsticks.
She did,
how do you
did,
eat
did
cum
do.
With chopsticks?
Oh, I didn't see that.
I don't know.
Please explain to me. How do you eat cum with chopsticks?
Who knows? How do they eat fucking bisque soup or whatever it is with chopsticks? They just do.
Fucking rouladen.
Yes.
How do you eat borscht soup?
How do we get into
chopsticks?
This?
I don't know.
Because I was on the Hun the other day.
The bored. Wild tangent.
I was bored. Well, Vaughn's not here to fucking spew us off into fucking tangents.
Oh, we're spewing all right.
But, Derek, you did have a lot of gross stuff on your computers in the past.
Did?
Probably still
you know what
did?
You know what freaked me out the most?
What?
Was it wasn't even real. It was like a movie that was filmed, but it was that guy crossing the street in New York, and he got hit by the fucking car.
That was
flying.
From Meet Joe Black.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought that was real when I saw it. I was just like, oh! I thought it was the grossest thing I ever saw.
How about the guy just putting his foot leisurely up a woman's ass?
Yeah.
Well, it just took a swig of your beer. It was just licking your bottle.
I had that?
Yes.
No, he had two fists up there, and he was like doing the rubbing hand together.
Yes, I remember.
No, there was a foot involved, too.
No, I don't think so.
I'm positive.
The one Derek showed me was the guy, he had a ponytail, right?
Yeah.
The guy had a ponytail.
I remember that one.
And he is like double fisting
and a raging hard-on. Like,
yes,
as
he did.
He's
it
like putting his hands together, and it was coming up between his arms. It was just like straight up.
Must have been huge.
And it was like, you know, like doing like you're making a fire with your hands rubbing together.
Uh-huh. Stop.
But he was doing that inside
very
her.
Very gingerly,
ass,
though. Like, gently, kind of like.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he didn't want to hurt her.
Yep.
He didn't want to be gross about her.
Or
anything.
Just like,
he was making room for his massive cock that was coming next.
Yeah. Was it big?
It was bigger than Peter Steele's.
Wow.
He was like sitting
nothing
down.
Is bigger than Peter Steele.
Nothing beats Steele.
No one fellates Steele.
Nothing measures up to Steele.
So anyway.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So when is Derek downloaded.com coming out?
I don't know. It's those were like.
Can
all
we buy
I
just buy that for now?
Sure.
All
go
right.
For it.
We'll do that.
Just got to get a good picture of me going, yeah.
Yeah. We'll just take one. Actually, I wanted to use that picture of you with the sitting at the computer when we used that for our little superimposure task for that buddy of ours. Remember all that?
Mm.
You know what a buddy is?
There's this. You remember that picture of you, Derek? I think that's perfect for it because you're kind of looking back like somebody's catching you on the computer looking at something filthy, so we can just superimpose something on that screen and there we go. We've got our banner. We've got our banner.
I think I took that picture.
You did.
Yes. That
would
be a good picture.
It's perfect for the site. Yeah.
It's very funny.
Hilarious. So what else we got? We got any news?
Anything I don't know. Cool Vaughn is on the chat, and he just...
What the fuck, right. Asshole?
All right, no, but he just said Thursday, okay? He typed it in, right? Okay, try to guess how he spelled Thursday.
T-H-I-R-Z-D-E-Y.
No. I'm gonna tell you how he spelled it. T-H-U-R-E-S-D-A-Y.
E-S?
Thruesday.
That's probably just a typo.
Negative.
You think?
No, the R and the E. His fat fingers hit the R and the E at the same time.
Fat fingers. He needed a special dialing wand.
Yeah. A couple Doritos fell out of his mouth and hit the keyboard.
Vaughn has these little extender tips on his fingers when he types so they can fit into the keys.
Yeah.
Like a snork.
Kinda.
Like his nails grow like a centimeter longer.
Yeah.
And Chris says, what's Lauren's problem? And Vaughn said, she a cunt.
Apparently he's Aborigine.
Yes.
Or Russian.
Russian.
Same thing.
He's saying that Thursday will be fun.
Will it?
They're I see London. Nice. I see France. I see Lauren's butt crack.
I see Russia's underpants.
I see unadulterated thong.
Dong, 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 dong.
So I guess Vaughn's going to come in here Thursday and shoot the place up. I don't know.
I like how Vaughn won't come for the show, but he'll be in the chat.
I think it's because I'm here. I'm taking offense to this. I think he knew I was coming. He's like, fuck this guy.
Can they?
What happened when we start Sundays? What's going to happen then?
Yeah.
Oh, when is that anyway?
I have no idea.
When does Sunday start, Derek?
Chris didn't get back to me on that.
Okay. When does Sunday start, Derek?
I don't know. After Saturdays, I suppose.
Yep.
Maybe you weren't a fat, nagging, kike Jew faggot about it.
Wow.
What? That was the first thing I ever said to him, and it was just because I was like in a curious mood at that minute.
First thing, how about the text message you sent him where you were blowing up his dick about it?
What? Never.
Yeah, actually.
Dude, what are we doing Thursday? What are we doing Sundays? Sundays.
Yeah, I remember those text messages too, actually.
Yeah.
To him?
The moment I told him, he was like for a half hour.
So when are we doing Sundays?
Shit.
As a matter of fact, the sound clip of my fart that I sent you like 2 nights ago was the first time I texted you in months.
Yeah, and the last time he texted me was when we're going to Sundays.
Not true. I just
found
out last week.
It is true.
Oh. I haven't texted you in a week.
Oh. No, because Derek talked about it a few months ago that we might have to switch to Sundays, and you asked me a lot every week. Every single time.
I'm fucking excited.
I know.
I think we should have auditions for the show to replace
replace
Steve and or Vaughn.
That's a perfect idea.
And or Vaughn. Mm-hmm. But I do think I will be here next Tuesday.
Aristocrat
Tuesday's
Idol.
Last Tuesday.
It'll be Aristocrat Idol.
We need to have a party then for your last Tuesday.
No, nah, great. And the coming into Sundays or some shit.
So what else is Vaughn saying over there?
That's okay.
Oh. Okay.
But okay, no. I'm going to stonewall that.
No, I'm talking to Chris.
But Basically, though, Vaughn's been missing for a show and a half now.
What?
Yeah, okay.
Well, he has other things going on. It's
he does. Right. He's a busy man.
Yeah, well, you know, can't fault him for having other things going on.
That's true. I don't see any mail getting delivered now.
He's delivering to men, all right.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about that.
Yes. I don't know. Vaughn's got one more chance, I think.
Ooh, you hear that, fat boy?
Mm-hmm.
Fat
one
boy.
More chance.
Fat boy.
Now, is Vaughn fresh in the room, or has he been in the room all the whole time?
I'm sorry, why I wasn't paying attention.
Is Vaughn
he came in like probably an hour ago, maybe. No, not even.
Oh, well, the show was starting.
Yeah, the show started. He decided to go on his computer.
So then he must have missed it when I said in the beginning of the show that I was actually
you fucking hacky douche.
Leave him alone this week.
Yep, maybe.
He was just trying to make a point by not coming in.
Really?
Yeah.
What point was that?
That point was you should at least have one good show.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That is an excellent point.
And Derek just grinned ear to ear.
That is an excellent point.
Because the honest thing, here's the thing with Vaughn. Like, I bust his balls.
He's going to call in, you know it.
Oh,
I hope
God.
He does. I hope he does.
Carly, don't let him.
That's right. The warden will stop him.
Yeah. I want him to call in. That'd be awesome.
Are you kidding?
He can't even spell Thursday.
So he definitely
can't. Dial a phone.
No way. A little fucking popcorn on butter on his fingers.
No,
because
I like busting his balls because it's fucking easy, and he takes everything to heart, and that's his biggest problem is that he takes everything to heart and he doesn't go with the bit.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's what we keep.
You know,
telling.
Usually I think he's a good sport. I think lately he's kind of gotten a little.
Well, he's getting tired of us ragging on him, but we rag on him because
I can understand.
He because can't take easy. It.
But it's also funny.
Yeah, I mean, we basically once a week refer to Steve as being a homosexual,
basically,
and he goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Who, me?
The whole Peter Steele thing.
Who's that?
I don't know. Forget it.
But you know
Forget
what? If you want, next week I'll be a punching bag. And you guys can make fun of me. And I won't cry like a little bitch.
Yeah, you'll fucking deflate in a minute because you're the biggest pussy I've ever laid eyes on.
Wow.
Go die.
Cheetos.
Dick dog. Oh my god. Yodels.
Dick dog. I can't believe you said that.
Dog dick. So yeah. Vaughn.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah. Moving on, Vaughn.
Fucking day.
Right, we don't have newspapers though, Vaughn. Thanks.
No, we don't. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you could have at least dropped them off, fat boy.
He's gonna delivered them.
I know. Here's your newspaper.
Like a cancer kazoo with him too.
What happened to the butterscotch stallion? Is he trying to off himself?
Why?
I don't know.
Get it?
I think it's because of his nose.
He probably. Well, you can get that fixed.
What happened?
Yeah, but he doesn't.
Actor Owen Wilson was hospitalized after attempting suicide. Sources tell the National Enquirer. Might as well just stop right there.
Yeah. Anyway, next story.
Well, no, this was like all
Weekly
over the
World News.
So, Nick Hogan got into a car accident.
He's in St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica, California. He took an indeterminable amount of pills.
Ooh.
So he tried to pill himself to
death. I thought he tried to slit his wrist.
He did that too.
He was discovered by a family member who summoned help.
Because he called them.
His brother.
Are we miking Lola? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. So anyway, they got out their Magic the Gathering cards and they summoned help. Because it's a stupid word.
The fucking elixir of the mongoose. You know what it was? He watched fucking Zoolander for the first time and realized what a piece of shit he is for starring in that movie. Because it was absolute dog shit.
Okay.
Anyway.
Isn't he banging like Meg Ryan or something?
Whoa.
Kate Hudson.
He was hooking up with Kate Hudson. Yeah. He was pretty fucking hot.
And then he broke up with her. What an asshole.
He probably could have got Diora Baird, too. Wedding Crashers. What an idiot.
She's fucking hot.
He's trying to kill himself.
Maybe he probably could have got Vince Vaughn, too. He picked up on that.
Prefer overall.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston.
But his name has Vaughn in it. I wouldn't want to touch
him. That's true. He's probably fat.
Vince Fiat.
Vince Rotund.
Vince Dog Dick.
Vince Girth.
Vince Vane.
Vince Earth.
Vane Venus.
Fuck. Val Vaughnus.
Oh, stop it right there.
Val Vaughnus.
Hello, ladies.
Vaughnquake. And Vaughn Foon.
Cancer and no work.
What? Cancer, lung, and pancreatic.
I met John Tenta. He was a nice guy.
Yeah, I'm sure
he's dead now.
He's dead.
Who's the one that blew his fucking guts out?
Texas Tornado?
Yep, done.
Dead. Nobody liked him, from what I hear.
No, all like the he was like a dick. Douches.
He was like the Ultimate Warrior without the makeup.
Like he was a dickhead.
Pretty much, yeah.
But with the tassels.
And with the shitty wrestling ability.
Nobody liked him because he was a dickhead or because he was like a stiff wrestler?
He was just a weirdo with one foot.
He didn't fall off.
He was a club foot like fucking Joseph
Fell
Goebbels.
Off in a match.
Iron Mike told us about that one.
What a pecker.
He made that up.
No, I don't think
what,
he did.
The fake foot?
The fake foot, and when he crawled under the ring and put it back on.
What was it? Knee high.
Mm-hmm. And then Fabulous Moolah came out. Oh.
And she got naked.
Showed her tits. It was great.
You like that, Steve? Oh.
What was that thing you always used to ask him?
Fabulous Moolah, if you ever saw her naked.
If you ever like banged her in the other May one.
May Young.
May
Young.
May Young. May not so young.
I literally used to ask him this. Like, I would get a yes.
Oh, yeah.
There's tons of time.
She
gave me Roadhead once when we were hunting for Sasquatch.
You're kidding me? Yesterday.
I saw her blowing Andre. Oh, man, I couldn't even see her head.
I thought it was Vaughn for a second.
I thought I was watching some shit fetish film because he took a big shit on the bed before he blew her. I couldn't believe it.
Before he blew her. Hey, boss, look at this.
Sorry about that.
You know what?
Before he blew her.
If we can, man, you should get a hookup going and get him down here for the show.
I wish.
Because
he had
an IV hookup.
Yeah.
Beep. Beep. Beep.
So, Mike, what do you think about the back in the day, you know, wrestling?
Beep. Beep. Beep.
Sounds good.
How about a hookup of the money we own?
Clear!
We collectively own like $2,000.
Yeah, he would come here with an IV pole and his fucking hospital gown and like a fucking sit-in nurse would have to be here. Just in case he shits the fucking bed.
Wow. Yes. Wow, ripping on Iron Mike.
A legend. You are talking about a legend.
A dying Iron Mike.
Not to mention a friend, kinda.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much.
He was our friend.
He was.
Our only friend.
Or we were his friends, I should say.
His but only friend.
If he needed chest compressions, though, we just fucking chop him.
Wow.
He just chops his IV bag when he wants to drip.
I went to a show one time. I went to a show with him one time when he was like the headlining match, and he was in a no disqualification match and got disqualified.
Yes.
For using a table.
We do have a call in.
Okay, here we go.
I'm not sure. The number didn't come up.
Oops. Hello.
Oh, what it's Vaughn.
Motherfuckers, what's
what?
Up?
What?
Turn off. What's up? Can we cut his line off?
Vaughn. Vaughn, did you not show up because you knew I was going to be here?
Why would I do that? Come on. You're going to be gone in like 2 weeks. Why would I do that?
Vaughn.
Until, we didn't tell him yet.
Hey, Vaughn, until Sunday start.
Are you getting a Blumpkin?
Oh!
Am I getting a Blumpkin? No.
Are you the Blumpkin King?
Are you the Blumpkin Giver?
Oh, yeah. Are you giving one?
No.
Oh. So where were you tonight that you couldn't show up?
I had a date. I'm sorry.
Where? What the fuck?
With Harry Potter.
All the Harry Potter books are out. What could you possibly be doing?
I'm trying to keep a relationship going. I haven't seen her in like a week.
No, she's fucking some dude. Probably a black guy.
Wow. Wow.
Trying to keep
That's
a relationship.
I thought your kids are half mulatto, right?
Well, can you keep your relationship going on days that we don't do radio shows?
That's true.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Yeah. And I knew you guys wanted me off at least one day, so...
Call me River B-O-O-H-O. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up with that shit.
Oh, fuck you. What do I hear from Derek every other week I'm on the show? Yeah, maybe you should have another night out with friends. So, I give him that.
I didn't even
That's true.
Said.
Maybe you should have another night out with friends. You always say that now.
Oh, yeah.
So when are you going to be hanging out with old friends again?
Yeah.
Vaughn, where were you about a half hour ago? We were on Fridays waiting for you.
That's true.
I thought I messaged you.
Oh, whoops. We didn't message him.
Oops-a-daisy.
Vaughn, you know what? Over the phone, your voice doesn't sound as high-pitched and queer.
No, it doesn't. It actually sounds a little better.
Hey, I shaved off my chin strap, you piece of shit.
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh.
Yeah, and Steve has three chins.
It'll be back on fucking Thursday. Don't worry.
I shaved off a chin.
I'll be back there. Don't worry.
Dude, seriously,
I was kind of mumbling with my fat fingers.
Nice.
I had a soda sitting next to it. I don't know what the hell is going on.
What?
I think it's spelling.
See, that's what we missed from the show, the pointless banter.
It's Do we miss it? Do we really?
Do we?
Well, at least this is better than having Eric on the line, all right?
Wow.
Hey, was that you, like Guru or whatever in the room?
I wouldn't go that
Goku,
far.
Goku, yeah, I was popping up. I had to come on and at least get my anger out on somebody. I knew Eric would be on the chat. So
What is Goku?
Goku is Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, are you serious?
Actually, no. It's,
dude,
it's,
how old are you?
Actually, I don't use it for that. It's for another. It's another anime thing.
Is it?
Except for Dragon Ball.
What one is it?
You're the...
It's from a manga called Midnight Eye. The character's name is
Goku.
That's
great.
Oh, it's called totally fucking uninteresting.
Vaughn, you're the only person with pubic hair that likes fucking Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, my God.
True.
So where'd you go tonight, Vaughn?
Just hung out at her house once at dinner.
Hanged out?
Denny's.
Did you touch her boobies?
I'm not talking about anything.
Why not? You talked about it last time.
I was told not to, and she was probably sleeping at the time.
You really? You were told not to?
Fuck that
shit. Yeah,
instructed.
All right, you can touch it, you know, but you can't tell anybody.
You know, Vaughn, if I was there, she wouldn't be sleeping.
She would have been on the fucking tilt-a-whirl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
So
wow.
You actually,
what's that mean?
You actually got the, can you please stop talking about our lives together?
Yeah, I got that question.
Is that why you're trying to hold the relationship together, because we blew it on you? Or her?
No, it's only been like about a month, you know. I want to try to keep this thing going.
How funny would it be if she broke up with him because of the show?
I was going to say, what happens when she says, it's the show or me?
He's trying to keep it going. Like she's running out of gas, and he has to go to the gas station and fill her back up.
With fucking lunges.
Hey, you coming to like White Castle or something with us tonight?
No.
No, I'm going to bed. I wanted to get on the chat. I didn't want anybody to notice, but it seemed like...
Yeah, well, you're awful spelling.
You're
Eric
awful spelling and
your
fucking aggressive busted. Attitude kind of gave it away.
Yeah, your instant hatred towards Eric. Yeah, immediate.
I know. It was an automatic given, I know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I just picked up on the spelling. I was like, Therese Day. That's Vaughn.
When exactly is Therese Day?
I believe it's after...
Saturday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
We need Day.
Yeah.
All right, Vaughn, get the fuck off the line.
Yeah, go take a bath.
All right, I'll be bye. Yeah. See you guys on Thursday.
The line's getting fatter.
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, wait, Vaughn.
What?
What did you mean by wait till Thursday?
Oh, I was just joking. I don't mean anything.
No, see, you're going to come in here with a semi-automatic fucking carbine, gas-powered fucking automatic rifle.
That's right.
And fucking shoot everybody. But I won't be here.
Hey, guess what? Matt's sitting in your seat. What do you think about that?
Matt's fucking farting up your seat.
Oh. And Steve's fucking gizzard really? Neck is drooling on Matt.
Oh.
What was that?
That was that girl you fucked.
Oh, goodbye, Vaughn.
Oh.
Vaughn, hang up. Hang up and pull an Owen.
Hang up the phone, asshole.
Oh, pull a fucking Owen Wilson.
Yeah, fucking.
Or an
He's
Owen
going.
Hart.
He's going, Wilson.
Or an Owen Hart.
Going, Wilson.
Oh, shit.
He's not quite gone yet. He's going.
Anyway.
Wow. Owen Slitson.
So anyway, Vaughn wasted our time.
He is large.
I enjoyed that.
Did you?
I
did
too. Call from a friend.
Yes.
Did you?
It's actually a lot better to not have him in the studio.
Yeah, we should just call him up when we want him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. I kind of look. No, I don't.
He can work from home. Yeah. We'll just pay him less. Oops.
Oops.
It's a daisy.
It's a free show.
I know we like talking about fat people, so.
Oh, no.
Vaughn's not here. Let's keep going.
Mississippi.
Oh, boy.
You already know.
Voted.
Fattest.
Fattest state in the nation.
Oh, really?
There's nothing to do.
Now, oddly enough, when I lived in Philadelphia, that was the fattest city in America.
It's pretty fat.
Nice. Yeah. And now it's not.
Now it's
I was
not
just a guess that I made
down.
There. I didn't know.
Did you really?
No, I didn't know. I just guessed.
Well, yeah, well,
I vaunted.
Speaking
it,
of fat people, Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yep. That's because the river's always flooding up and they want to become buoyant.
What?
Or because they like cheeseburgers.
Mississippians need to skip the gravy. Say no to the fried pickles. Ew.
What?
Mm. And start taking brisk walks to fight the epidemic of obesity.
Brisk walks?
Brisk.
Oh.
That's brisk, baby.
Yeah.
That's brisk,
that's
baby.
Fat citizens,
oy,
baby.
Oy, 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 oy.
It has become the first state to crack the 30% barrier for adults considered obese.
Oh.
Alabama is just behind, according to America Health Trust.
Alabama, Mississippi.
Not only
same
that,
thing.
Basically.
They're mostly black and it's hot. So
it's
they're
true.
Sweating yeah. fat black people.
I don't believe these stats no more.
Really?
Like the us being the country being so obese.
Are you kidding?
Do you know how many people are now exercising and fucking starving themselves
to be
thin?
Do you look around when you go out?
Yes, and I see people that are starting to actually whip themselves into shape.
Nope.
No, they're
well, when we were at Fridays before, pretty much every single person but us was overweight.
Well, no, we're overweight.
Well, but me.
I'm not overweight. I'm barely overweight.
You have to be overweight.
You're hugely.
I'm like 10 or 20 pounds overweight.
Still overweight.
And that's huge.
That doesn't,
you're
no.
probably actually 30
That
40.
To me, that, mm-hmm. that, well, that's technical. That's like, as far as like,
yeah.
you know.
Clinically.
That's
is there,
clinically.
Is there a way that either anybody using a comp can find out what Steve's weight should be? What
I
height?
Should be like 210.
Yeah.
And to me, that's too skinny.
Yeah, well, that'd probably be pretty good.
If I was like a little more svelte. Mm-hmm. But, like, give or take, like, 10, 20 pounds.
You're supposed to be skinny.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, overweight, like, people that are, like, 50, 60, 70 pounds.
Obese. Oh, like me and Derek.
Yeah.
Me and Derek.
Well, if you didn't eat mozzarella sticks for breakfast, maybe you wouldn't
I
have
do,
that problem.
And I
you
do.
You do. Matt hasn't had a well-balanced breakfast in years.
Yeah.
Unless he ate a bowl of cereal before bed.
No, but seriously.
I actually used to do that.
Like, he when was. I'm at my job, like, the majority of people I see, I'm like, wow, you are disgusting.
It's true.
Fucking lose weight. Do mm-hmm. something.
Wait,
like, I see less fat people.
It's not that hard.
Fast.
Go to
how
the
much,
park.
How much did you say you weighed?
Right now I weigh like 230, give or take.
Okay.
My doctor told me I should weigh like between 210 and 220.
Your body mass is 28.7.
So you're like a few points over.
And it's overweight, but overweight is 25 through 29.9 according to this website.
Yeah.
Which
so
is
like, you're
National
like a point away from
blood.
Being a problem.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
So.
That's what it's saying? He's a point away from being a problem? Like obese?
Right?
Obese, right?
Yeah.
Well, are you kidding? Obese is over 30.
Obese yep. is 30 and over.
Well,
that's 28 and change.
Okay. I'm just going to mess with
yeah.
some numbers.
But that's clinical. Okay. That, to me, is not my idea of obese. I don't look obese.
I understand what you're saying. You're talking about the people that drag their fat, stumpy
but
leg.
But even people who have like enormous amounts of muscle and don't look overweight at all, they're still overweight and their heart is still working faster.
Exactly. And the veins,
yeah.
the arteries
no.
and veins are working harder to
pull. Yeah,
that's
so
why
it's
they're
all,
big. That's why you can
yeah,
see their veins.
It's all relative, you know.
But regardless, your heart doesn't look at it like how you, like you could be a fat slob and somehow only weigh, you know, like a few pounds more than you should, but you have no muscle. your heart doesn't look at it like, well, you know, you look like a fat pig. I'm just not going to work right.
All
right,
let's do Matt, Carly.
Oh, no.
Okay,
I already know
well,
what
we've
I
done
am.
This before.
I'm like a 35.
Steve, if you were 245 pounds, you would be obese, according to this site. All right.
So you're like about 243.
All right.
I'm about 230, you fat, ugly kike.
5'8", 235.
That's what you want to believe.
Wow.
That's what my scale at the gym believes. Piece of shit. Go die.
Go die.
Go die.
Matt is... Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, shit.
90
like 35.4.
You're 35.7, according to
0.7?
Wow. Yeah, and this is the National Heart, Lung, and
I mean, Matt, that's bad news.
It is.
No, but like, what you eat.
I know.
Like those fucking loaded potato fries.
Nothing that's
shit.
Not fried.
I mean, you're at the age where you got to start thinking like, wow, I got to cut this down because my arteries are hardening big time.
I think about it.
I just don't give a shit.
For about 10 seconds.
Until I smell those fries.
Until he looks at the fucking green bean fries at Fridays.
It's hard. It's definitely hard. I've had my days of fat.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm still overweight here. You're going to find out in 2 seconds.
I have my days of making my wife buy me fucking funny bones because I'm so embarrassed to go in the store. You are so worthless. You need to die.
You have
your wife buy you snack cakes?
Oh, yeah. Listen to this story.
Yes. At his fattest
to
point,
the story.
Before she was his wife, unbelievably, she still became his wife after this. He would drive.
You kidding? He was huge when she married him.
I hate you for this.
Now you love me for it.
He would drive to Quick Check.
Yep.
Make her go inside and buy.
Yep.
Make her buy him funny bones.
Yo, Jim,
or Swiss rolls.
Because I was too embarrassed.
Because
to do
he was
myself.
So embarrassed.
Derek, that would be the equivalent of you like sending Carly in to buy you a box of Twinkies.
I do it all.
Or
time.
Download disgusting porn. Like I can't do it myself. You have to do it.
No,
but
well,
I'll enjoy the
fruits. We discussed this before. How it's like embarrassing, and you can't, like you know, me and Matt can't go buy a box of Twinkies.
Me and Matt.
Well, not together holding hands, but
you guys are shooting.
Matt, would
up.
You go and buy a box of Twinkies?
No.
You just don't. Do
he
it.
Thought about that for a minute.
But see, you know what? I wouldn't either. Here. And even if I was 150 pounds, I wouldn't. I'd still feel gross.
I need cheeseburgers more than I need Twinkies.
You know what? At work, sometimes I'll go and I'll buy like 2 packs of the cookies for like the crew. Like I'll bring them back and you know everybody will eat them.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wonder if the cashiers think I'm like buying them for me.
Yeah.
Like I'm not fat or anything, but I wonder if they're like, oh my god, he's buying two boxes of cookies.
There was a time I went to Wendy's and I bought a meal for me and the manager, and the girl looked at me and went, "Wow." Because I ordered 2 meals. Like did she honestly think that I would order, you know, an entire meal and then a duplicate of that meal, slightly modified?
Maybe.
You've
know,
seen
with another drink. Like
you've seen some of the people that come in your job and they actually do that.
Yeah,
in a different capacity.
But almost unanimously, no one believes me when I say I weigh 235 pounds. So that's like, I don't know. Looking at me, I wouldn't say he's buying 2 meals for himself, but this dumb girl did. She did think that. I can tell by the look in her eyes and the gasp of, wow.
And the emptiness of your car.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know,
I have a girlfriend. Can't be married. Doesn't have kids.
I was inside. I actually looked at a piece of paper that it was written on to make sure that I got it right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You were 700 pounds.
I could have been. Wow.
See, what I usually do is I go up there, I'll order 1 meal, and then I'll say, what do you want? And then I'll order another one. I'll say, you know what? Just get out. And then I'll pick them both up at the window so they don't know.
She's going to walk.
Yeah.
But I'll pick her up.
Yeah. I'll bring her food home for her.
The girl handing it to you the window is like, this is totally all for him.
But I got to store it in my stomach.
So you know what? Maybe I am going to take back what I said.
What's up?
About everyone being overweight. I guess by medical standards, everyone pretty much is overweight.
Oh, yeah. Clinically?
Because I just did my numbers with Carly, and I was 28.5.
Okay.
So you were the same as me.
Pretty much. You were 28.7, right? Something like that?
For laughs.
Uh-oh.
What? That sounded like Carly's stomach the other day.
It sounded like a video game.
That was so funny. I listened to that. Oh, my God. I was laughing. It was like...
I like Derek's reaction. He goes, what? Derek's just, what? Like my butt said something to him.
What did you say?
We got another person on mic. Carly's Bustos. Belly.
That was out of control that day.
That was funny.
What's Lauren's thing?
Oh. What?
Well, we just did...
Why are you curious?
We just did Vaughn at 6'2", 270.
Whoa! Whoa!
Is that right?
Whoa! Vaughn is like 6'1", 265.
Oh, wait. 6'1", 265.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Same thing, pretty much.
And he's five pounds
by the way, an inch makes a big difference.
By the way, I
like
got
3-4 points.
I got measured.
Uh-huh.
I'm exactly 6 foot on the dot.
On the dot, in
and
your
with
boots.
Doc Martens on, with Doc Martens on, I was like 6 foot and like an eighth.
What?
Yeah. Something like that.
That's impossible.
That's impossible. The heel is like
the giraffe.
6.5.
The heel is almost 2 inches, asshole.
The giraffe at the hospital said you were exactly 6 feet tall in your
you
boots.
You were there
giraffe.
That day. Yeah, I got a witness.
And in your boots. And it said I was 5'10 in my boots, which is accurate. Because I'm not 5'10.
You're
I am in my boots.
Because you are 5'10.
You're 5'11. Fat. He's 5'11.
Barely.
Why do you want to be 6 foot so bad?
Because I am 6 foot. Because
it sounds
Matt's
cooler.
Argued that with me forever.
Cause,
no, because it sounds cooler to say, oh, I'm 6 foot.
Yeah.
I'm 6 foot one. I love it.
Let's measure Derek.
I love being
measure
6 foot
him.
One.
Tape him out.
I don't want
measure.
I don't want to get near him.
Hey. Measure me. Find something.
Derek
six
slouches.
Foot. How many inches is that? 6 foot.
It's 72.
Mm, that's pretty close.
I'm 73.
Oops.
Did the giraffe measure anything else?
Nope. Couldn't find anything
couldn't,
else to measure.
Couldn't see shit. Couldn't know his neck low enough.
Wait, weren't you at like your lowest weight ever at that point?
Probably.
Like 190 something?
195.
Yeah, you know, your whole wife dying kind of thing.
Yeah.
Stretches you out. You
it
know.
Does.
It was before she was dying.
Well.
That added weight again. I ate nothing but hospital food for fucking a month.
That's right. You're
remember,
actually eating.
You remember when the waitress at Friday's thought she was pregnant again? But she wasn't.
All right, get to this, folks.
Anyway.
It's embarrassing. Yeah.
Wow. Sorry, I just thought it was kind of interesting.
No, the fattest state in the nation.
Yeah, pretty big. He's New Jersey.
Not
apparently.
New Jersey, apparently.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee.
Shit.
I heart Huckabee. You gonna eat that Huckabee? Thank you.
A self-described, quote, recovering foodaholic.
Nice.
Who lost 110 pounds and tried to put his entire state on a wellness plan.
Nice.
Explained during a Southern Governors Association meeting last weekend that there are historical reasons why poor people often fry their foods. It's an inexpensive way to increase calories and to feed a family.
Yeah, that actually originates from slave cooking.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Fried?
Yeah, frying like chitlins and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of stuff is like, there's nothing in it. So if you fry it, you just take the leftover fat and batter from everybody else's cooking that you're going to be throwing out.
Yeah.
You just sneak it onto the stove and nice. It increases the calories so you don't die.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. It's, yeah. That's why they're unhealthy still.
Yeah.
I can't stand fat people sometimes.
All right. Well,
why
duh.
Are you here?
Have you ever looked at your family?
That's just
that,
part of it.
That's the reason why you can't stand them.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
They could do something about it. Do something.
Yeah. Take a jog.
Fucking don't eat.
How much weight did you lose? Total
at the most at one point.
Your max was
like,
what?
Like 86 pounds or something.
You were what, 272?
I was 276.
276.
Oh my God.
I got down to 195.
Okay, so yeah, like 81 pounds. That's a lot. Yeah. And how much have you lost, Steve, number one?
Nothing.
25? No, about 15.
You were up 15? To like, you were up to like 245?
I thought you were 250 at one point.
Give or take, it was a rough estimate.
Depending if you ate an extra croissant or not.
He's got an AIDS nipple. It's about 3 pounds.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that thing? Oh.
Ever seen Steve's AIDS nipple?
No, I've heard about it, though.
The triple?
Disgusting. It's just like a soggy, fucking, flappy, fucking loopy nipple.
I call it the triple. Because it's the third nipple. But yeah.
Have you ever seen Steve's stress marks? Whoops.
The Flea Raceway?
Oh.
Who gives a fuck?
The fucking atomic bomb streamer things that they used to measure the
Have
fucking
mushroom
cloud.
Have you ever seen my dad's
cloud?
Little buddy?
Oh, no.
Do you want to talk about that?
Is that his dick? Oh, fuck. Was that his dick? Talk or
about
was
that?
Was
that fucking huge-ass skin tag on his shoulder?
The alien that was growing out of his shoulder?
Eyes and shit. And it had a hair.
He had like a colony of skin tags on the back
of
his neck.
It had a hair.
Wow.
When he goes to the barber, he has to drop like fucking strychnine on them.
Strychnine.
The fuck is that?
I can't believe you just pulled that out of your ass.
Is it like a burning acetone?
It's a poison. It's a poison.
Yes.
Derek, he actually has like a lump like on his shirt because it's like a huge ass.
He's got like fucking skin tags that look like anemones.
It looks like a clown nose.
He doesn't have a skin tag. He has a skin survivor
it looks
series
like this.
On his shoulder.
It looks like this.
Royal skin run.
And he like twists it stuff.
It's I do. I play with my skin tag. I pull on it and shit.
You do.
I do. I have a skin tag.
It's huge.
I have
that's
one
why I call it.
Dude, it's seriously that big.
That's why I call it the
AIDS
nipple.
I have one, too, in the exact same spot.
Isn't that big? What are you whistling at?
It looked big.
What?
It's all right for me, dog.
For skin big. Tag?
If that's big, I'm in good shape.
How big should a skin tag be?
I don't know.
Are you a dermatologist?
Steve, yeah. Not hanging off yours. Yours hangs down.
No,
like
that's,
gravity
that's
pulling
small.
It
has
down.
Weight.
That's
yeah.
pretty small. I've had girls suck on it. I'm kidding.
Well, there's more to suck on the skin tag than there is.
No, but yours seriously, gravity pulls it down.
Sure.
A skin tag should still have power to hold itself up.
It is. It's fucking
power.
Totally, it's totally erect still.
No.
It's not.
The structural integrity of
the skin
tag.
Oh, you know what?
It was
right after
you
got out of the shower, so I guess the humidity and the fucking steam in the shower.
It's all that veal I eat.
Yeah.
Veal.
It's all the veal and cookies I can eat.
I don't know about that.
But yeah, that's gross. Do you have any skin tags there?
What?
Do you have any skin tags?
I don't think so. I got like a little birthmark on my neck or something.
I got several on my neck. I hate them.
It's not a skin tag.
Do you have skin tags?
I got one. Same exact spot as Steve. Not quite as massive.
You don't have a fucking.
Steve's
you don't have a skin tag.
It's not
circus
big at
like
all.
What?
You want me to show it on the webcam?
No.
Yes.
No, the light you don't have good enough.
Oh.
No, you can see it. It's like fucking white. It's like oblique.
Ew. You know, yeah. My dad. You don't have like a skin tag circus like somebody.
Circus.
Yeah. It's got like a fucking flaming hoop they jump through.
What? I don't. There's some really just disgusting stories that originate from the whole skin tag thing.
And yeah. Steve
wasn't
Stanley.
There a song?
I don't know about that.
I think there was a song.
But
what's that awesome Juggalo tattoo on your leg?
Fuck.
It's Shaggy Tudo.
That you feel fucking obliged to fucking present to us.
I know. He's got one leg, fucking pant leg rolled up. I don't know what year it is.
Just because
when was the last time they did that?
What are you, Brian Benson?
Who?
Wow!
Name dropper! What's the time index, Carly? Because you got to cut that out. Name dropper!
Watch you get the webcam on that fucking nigger lover's leg. Oh, you covered it up.
Wow.
I got some weird thing that grows. I guess it's like a farmer's wart or something.
What?
A farmer's wart?
A planter's
what is that?
Wart?
Same fucking thing. The farmer's wart's a wart. I don't know if it's a wart. It's the same color as my skin, and like it'll come and go, and sometimes it gets real big, and then it goes away.
Oh, it's your dick.
Yeah. Going in and out of your mama's mouth.
Yeah. No,
celibate.
I have no idea what
look,
it is.
Look, it's right here.
My mother's celibate, dude.
What is it, dude?
You gotta get up close.
Oh, it's a shitty tattoo.
Yeah, basically, that's what he wanted to show
us. Is that what it is?
No.
It's a gay tattoo.
Is that...
You can
I
feel
don't see any.
Probably a calcium deposit.
Wait, right here?
Yeah, you can feel it if you want. It's not gonna bite you.
It's probably.
I felt it.
It'll
like,
go away.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. It'll go away completely and then come back and be like fucking an inch long and shit.
Calcium deposit.
Really?
Could be.
And I had a tattoo. It wasn't there. I mean, I wouldn't have tattooed over.
It's from all that black sailor cum you drink.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, shit. Yeah, thanks. They narrowed that shit
down. Dr. Steve. So, yeah.
Why don't you get them white
Derek,
laces on the
Derek, you seem very
cab.
Bored with our...
Why don't I? Well, it is midnight.
I'm talking about fucking skin tags and shit.
You don't have any kind of skin tag
any input?
Experience?
Believe it or not, no.
You don't have anything disgusting
Believe
on your body?
Believe it or don't.
I have to say Lola is really pissed at me right
my
now.
My body's pretty disgusting.
I like, you don't have anything disgusting besides
Derek,
your body?
Derek, goes like, body? Derek looks around like...
taking a survey and just like, pretty gross.
What's wow. Matt doing to my puppy?
Well, I took away the little yellow man from her about a half hour ago, and I've just been keeping it away from her.
What's Matt doing to my puppy? You never want to hear that uttered.
She got very upset before, and she just kind of pretended she was sleeping, so maybe I would put it down. And I did, and she went right for it.
Yeah,
and
she's smart.
She
thinks
smart.
She does, yeah. And she just kind of dived at Steve's head because I had the...
Dived. Matt finally said something doesn't make
Dove.
Whoa.
Dove.
Got him.
Oh.
Got him.
That's the new sensor. Dove.
That was absolutely disgusting.
I always smell the mic.
Divin.
Whoa.
So anyway.
You're actually, gross.
Anyway, show's over.
It smells like a fucking pencil sharpener.
Wow.
What?
The shavings?
Like yeah, like the shavings and
graphite.
Graphite?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, it's not lead anymore.
I know.
Oh, I can't allow that. Little black
lead.
Baby might eat it and die.
What?
Before he commits a crime.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Random.
It was a joke.
Bing, boom, 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 boom.
Africa.
So what else we got there? Any other news?
The ghetto.
I never bothered getting all my news back together.
So. I never
cared. What about Nick Hogan, huh?
Yeah, what
is
happened
he,
with
is
him?
He dead?
I didn't get anything.
What happened with
who's
him?
Who's Nick Hogan?
He was injured. Hulk Hogan's son.
Oh, good. Is he dead?
Pretty close to it. Car accident.
Dead?
That's all I know.
Was he doing his drifting thing again, or was this a legitimate one?
All I know is he got into a car accident.
Tokyo Drift.
Shit.
Venice Beach Drift.
And that he is a muscle he is beach a disgrace Ew. To his father's legacy.
Smell it? Pretty much, yeah, because he's a big pussy. Yeah. And Hulk Hogan is the opposite.
I would be ashamed if
pussy.
I was Terry Hulk Bam Bam Gordy.
Balea. Savage.
I would fucking be
Junior.
Very pissed.
Yeah.
Like, oh, dude, my son turned into cool. I have like a super hot daughter. Like, that's kind of cool.
And a cum dumpster
like
for her son.
8 feet tall.
She's bigger than him.
Yeah. She's got some nice fucking long ass legs.
She
though.
Does.
And beautiful Oof. Pecs.
Pecs.
Yeah. AKA
she's got
jugs.
Some thick thighs on her. Oh, very nice.
She's definitely a baby machine.
And his son's mm-hmm. definitely a chick with a dick. Because that's all
yep.
he is.
Yeah.
He is. He's a big pussy.
Yes.
He's annoying to look at.
And I've seen him in like video footage, like him in the background, like WCW Power Plant and shit.
Getting
like
beaten up.
Like he knows what they're doing.
Yeah, he's like friends with like Bam and shit.
Good.
He's one of those gay asses.
Fuck him anyway.
That's just like friendship through proxy.
Like how close is he to death?
Oh, all I know is he got into a car accident.
I found an article here. It says Hogan's son home after car crash.
Oh. Yeah,
and this
funeral home, I hope.
From Monday, so.
Oh, shit.
He was released from the hospital on Monday.
So he didn't get the big leg drop from the sky?
Hulkster, Hulk's leg drop.
But
say your prayers, get your embalming fluid, and have a wake.
Wow. When the Hulk's son goes to heaven.
Apparently the other passenger in the car is clinging to life still.
Wow.
Well, that's too bad. I'm sure it's some poor schlep.
They don't say who that was. Was anybody famous or anything?
It didn't say, but it said...
The funeral.
He was involved in a car accident, suffered minor injuries, and his friend is John Graziano. I don't know. I don't think that's anybody.
I don't know who that
or
is.
Some random kid.
Probably his dick-sucking faggot boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's pretty much in that area. Something along those lines.
And he wouldn't have been near fatally injured if he didn't swallow a gallon of his jizz.
You know what? Like, Hogan is awesome and stuff, but that show is so uninteresting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even funny.
It's so right.
The toucher says he was trying to tear a t-shirt while driving.
He's practicing.
He was trying to tear
I'm gonna
open
be
a
like
fucking...
my dad.
Somebody beeped at him and he did the fucking Hogan wave. Like, what was that?
Oh my God.
Blam!
He's trying to tear open a gay condom.
Blam!
Blam! Blam! Bam, because he hit Bam.
You're fucking dead.
He was definitely receiving Roadhead from Graffiano.
I wonder if the Hulkster will write a song about this.
What's it going to sound like, Matt?
I don't know. That's why I was wondering if he'll write a song about
this. I thought
you
had like a little fucking jingle going.
No,
you're rattling around.
Rattling
there,
around.
Rattling.
Little ditty.
Rattling. Ooh. Little ditty. There you go.
All right. So his accident was just from speeding.
No, yeah. Different.
No,
I'm not
no,
shocked by it.
I think the title of the song will be, I Want to Be a Real Hero's Dead Son.
What? I don't even know.
It's
even
a
know
real
it
American.
Real American.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My son's going to body slam Yokozuna in that big ring in the sky.
Wow.
Whoa.
They ruled out alcohol and
yeah.
No
drugs.
But they didn't rule out him being a dumbass.
Maybe he's driving around sniffing his sister's panties.
Wow. Ooh, I would.
Yeah.
I probably would, honestly.
If he was doing that, I can understand.
I know you would. And on our heaviest flow day.
Whoa.
Whatever. Whatever. I'll take whatever I can get. No, I don't care.
Flow. On the flow.
I'll take what I can get.
Talk it out, baby.
Talk it out, baby.
Hulk-a-lo.
Hulk-a-lo. Hulk gloves.
This is for all the Hulk-a-los out there.
In cement.
Yeah, maybe it was
concrete.
Wrong with his Hulk gloves.
Hulk gloves on a fucking autopsy table.
Hulk-a-los and Jugamaniacs.
Wow.
I could be a Jugamaniac.
Jugsters.
Oh. Ooh. I like that.
All the Jugamaniacs.
All right,
let's go. Yeah.
So who here cares about Nick Hogan?
Nobody. So okay. That's pretty much it right there.
I don't care about him.
Bottom line.
I just wanted to know if he died or not.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, the warden's giving the fucking
so have any
thumbs
news
down
then?
On this one.
Oh, yeah, tons.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
You guys didn't answer.
Oh, wow. Netscape just came back up.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, use Opera.
Wow.
Yeah, don't do nothing else but Opera.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Matt almost assaulted me before because I used fucking Internet Explorer.
He did. You want to give him a fucking Undertaker desktop.
Fuck, dude. Use Opera. Man.
I have told him at least
but I don't,
a dozen
I don't,
times.
I go on the computer like 3 times a week,
uh-huh.
As opposed to 8 times a day, like you.
He actually had to like clear off the screen to get to the Internet Explorer icon when there is a taskbar icon for Opera sitting.
But
there.
I don't
so
remember
nice
that.
And easy to access.
And Matt doesn't go on 8 times a day. He goes on once all day.
Yeah,
same thing.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck,
Derek? The other day, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was at work for like 2 hours, and Matt was still awake from the nights before show.
Yep.
He was like, okay, I'm going to bed. Boop, boop. Text that to me. I got it. I was like, holy shit. I've been working for 2 hours. I slept and woke up and then went to work for two
Yet
hours.
Yet somehow you still can't find the time to fucking set up your little project.
What project?
That you and Derek were working on.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll
discuss that. Which I surmise is just farting.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Yes. and for all you people that download the show, I guess I'll put them up.
God help your
fucking
soul.
With the last four shows.
Yeah.
How about that?
We're like a half a month backlogged.
Please.
The last show was the second.
I would really like to hear the fucking last couple shows.
So we are.
So we're almost a month.
26 days behind.
I want to hear Conte and Can I.
Conte.
Actually, we're 30 days. No.
It's pretty
you're
rough.
Right, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. 30 days.
We're getting close. It's almost 30
September. 30 days in the hole.
It's close to midnight.
Yep.
And I feel all right.
It's 2 minutes to midnight.
And something's lurking in the dark.
Yeah.
Bring your daughter to slaughter.
All right. Well.
Nice.
Here's to you.
Sucking my dick.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
The music
turned. That wasn't worth it.
You had to wait too long.
Yeah, I know. I did. Shy.
So I know how that works. I'm a gunslinger.
Connect.